in.
Hello.
I just flew in. I'm recording an album. It's called Terry South Bitch Live.
Yeah.
He would do every one of you. Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show live from the Minnesota State Fair. Thanks for showing up, people. My God. You guys are all here for 311? Yeah. Some of you, yes. I like you, sir. I'm Corey Cove. The man to my left is the legend, Paul Meat Sauce Lambert, everybody.
Ooh.
Oh, some boos. My God.
Hey, question for all of you that are booing. When's your grand entrance?
Oh,
okay.
Hey, question for all of you out in the crowd, too. How many of you wear $90 shorts?
Right. I doubt it.
Out of respect.
The man to his left would definitely do every one of your girlfriends, wives, and mothers. Chris Hockey, everybody.
Out of respect.
Quick early shout out to the people right in front of us that are dead center in this the grandstand here that have shirts that say, drill it, pound it, screw it. They definitely listen to this garbage.
Oh, looky here. I simply can't believe the amount of people that are here right now.
This is insane.
I feel like I need to make sure you guys know where this is, the power trip. Like, you know, I feel like this. You have to think you're somewhere else right now.
And for the second consecutive year, the forecast all week looked like we were going to get rained on, and somehow, some way, we dodged it again. So this is badass. Same thing as last year.
Who's clanking and drinking?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's all I got.
That's all you've got for the entire show?
Yeah, we're out of content. Yeah. We didn't really know what to say. No, the truth is, basically the entire Power Trip Morning Show over the next 2.5 hours will roll out. Ladies, sorry, no Ben Lieber tonight.
He's dead.
There goes our
Everybody's
crowd.
Leaving.
Everybody's leaving.
What in the...
Lieber's a no-show. Yeah. He's got this thing called a job. And unfortunately, also, Mark Rosen cannot be in attendance tonight either.
Rosie, we love you, Rosie.
Slightly better reasons than just having a job. Rosie, he's probably listening.
If he's not listening, he just got aroused and he has no idea why.
Oh, he's aroused.
You know what
regardless.
I mean? It just happened. Yeah. He has no idea.
Correct. Why the wind blew in? Oh, dang it. Not that again.
But essentially, everybody else will be here between now and 9 o'clock. We'll play Initials later with some of you rubes. We'll play Triangle of Death with some of you rubes later. And also, we have a couple of surprise guests that we have not announced. Hopefully, you like them. If you don't, they're free.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not that big of a deal. If you're like, I don't know who these people are, it doesn't matter.
I'm pretty sure, Corey, that I saw the lead singer of 311 walking through the crowd.
That's why this giant crowd is here. Hexum's in the crowd somewhere. Or not.
Hexum?
No,
he's not here.
So. No.
What great timing that you guys all came out when the greatest band that's ever lived is only 100 yards behind us.
Buck Cherry is here!
At 9
Buck
o'clock.
Buck Cherry is here!
Who's here?
Buck Cherry?
Wait, the guys from 311 are probably in this crowd somewhere, and if you're listening, you are the greatest band that's ever lived, and I can't wait to see you for about the 50th time tonight. In about 2.5 hours.
You know,
that'll be badass.
In all seriousness, I spent the entire week trying to get somebody from 311 to come on this show.
Yeah?
And couldn't find a way to get a hold of them.
Wow.
They're a big deal.
Did you go on Craigslist?
No, I just dialed.
Try Twitter.
I just dialed 311 and it didn't work. Nobody answered.
Did you call that more or the phone sex hotlines when you were like 14?
Oh, definitely the phone sex hotline.
Sorry,
who's
Abby.
With me? Anybody else? Yeah, right.
Oh, all of a sudden, Rosie's here.
Hey,
Rose.
Hey.
came barreling through the crowd.
Hey, by the way, we've never broken that down, truly. You mentioned when you were about 13 years old, you got in huge trouble from your parents because you ran up a giant bill, right? We've talked about that part.
We're going to do this now.
Yes,
yeah, of course.
Because I never, you talked about it a couple days ago on the morning show, and I never thought about the opposite viewpoint where clearly your parents are mad,
horny.
You ran up a huge bill. Clearly, we understood that that's where you were in your life.
Right, of course.
But what I don't understand still, you must have sounded like a 12 or 13-year-old boy.
Yeah.
How long did that chick talk to you? When she's like, I'm talking to Kevin McAllister from Home Alone here.
For sure.
Did you change your voice?
It's so creepy that she stayed on the phone probably for hours with you,
literally,
trying to turn on a 12-year-old.
First of all, you think...
I hope that's the first time you've said that.
What?
What he just said.
Yeah. Way to bring the crowd down, Saucy.
Well, it was a joke about not having to... Don't say that.
Every time you call, and some of you guys out there, whether you raise your hand or no, you get a different person every time you call. So it wasn't like, you know...
It's like Baskin-Robbins.
Hey, Eileen, it's good to talk to you again.
No, you were like Norman Cheers. They're like, it's hockey on two. Just pick it up.
They called me by my last name and I was 12.
Talk about your hair and he'll hang up.
I'm calling back. I'm very excited to talk to you about doing you.
Didn't we work with him?
Yeah. I never talked about doing that.
That did sound like... Yeah. What did you talk to him about?
Yeah,
political events?
Yeah, what did you talk to him about? Coupons?
Yeah, I talked to him about coupons. I was 12.
No, honestly, what did you talk to him about when you were 12 years old?
It was, I mean, honestly, I would call just to talk to him. You know, they were babes, and babes didn't talk to me at school, and I just assumed they had boobs, and I was fascinated, you know? I mean...
Close enough, right?
I guarantee you half of them looked like I did. Which explains...
I hope you mean I do. Because at 12, you were like 4 years old.
No, at 12
is bad at math. He doesn't understand the confusion.
It's okay,
right now.
Yeah, it's a time leap for you. It's okay. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah, wave to him.
Hi.
Hey, look, we could roll out the standards, and we probably will. In fact, with a crowd this big, Sauce, I don't know if the state fair kind of freak show thing is still a thing, but with this big of a crowd, why would you not show
still employed?
Good one. Why would you not show off the world's greatest calves to hundreds of chicks? Who wants to see the greatest calves that have ever existed? And by the way, before he reveals them, keep in mind, right above the greatest calves of all time, $90 shorts. You guys ready?
I got a free hat on.
Make some noise if you have seen Meat Sauce's calves before.
Hold on.
That's pretty good.
I want you to keep in mind as well, right below the $90 shorts
is a baby carrot. It's been cut in half and left on the garage floor.
Why is it orange?
And
I don't know.
A set of butt slabs that look like they have hail damage as well.
Yeah.
So as much as you're going to love these calves,
no,
ladies.
The rest of my body's a disaster.
Covered by a $90 piece of tarp, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys ready to see this or what?
You didn't hear about John Creasley?
This will be worth the price of admission alone. Just Meat Sauce's calves.
Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen. You got a backup front row. They're huge. No, I'm just kidding.
Ladies, buckle up.
Here it goes.
$90
sweet hell, he's up. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to turn around. Oh, please fall down. Oh, sweet Lord, look at those slabs.
They love it.
Some people are impressed. Some people are barfing. We're running the gamut here.
Does he shave? A lot of guys like, somebody just asked, does he shave? Do you shave your legs?
He doesn't shave his calves.
No, I do not. You want to know the answer?
Oh, God.
You ever seen hair grow on steel? Do I wax them? No, I just don't have any hair below them. And I have really dry legs. I'm probably dying. Today might be my last day.
Oh, this is great. Can I hear more about your skin?
Yeah.
I'm writing a book called Sauce's Skin.
You've seen plenty of it.
I really have.
Yep.
Hey, speaking of your skin, where's your dad at? Because I left him in my trunk, but I think he got out.
And I'm not kidding you. My mom walks back there, and she's like, have you seen my husband, Hawk? Goes, yeah, he's in my trunk.
I felt bad. It was an immediate reaction, you know?
It was funny,
I, for a moment, forgot I was talking to your mom, and she looked at me concerned and disgusted.
Yeah.
And a little turned on. I don't want to lie to you.
Gross.
Seemingly, a lot of you have the new T-shirts as well.
Seemingly? He's here!
It's a perfect adjective for this crowd.
Don't ever put a blue light by Hockey's face.
What is this, a Gallagher show?
Or a black light. Blue light doesn't make any sense.
A really gross one. A lot of you have those Hawk Wood shirts, which I appreciate. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you legitimately standing or sitting next to people that would be betted by Chris
Time out here.
Some of you look like you would.
Well, I don't want to, like...
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
100%. Don't be a toddy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. Out of respect.
That's unanimous.
Yes. Yeah. That entire part of the crowd, yes.
Can we find anybody that he would not sleep with or hasn't slept with? Oh, that guy. Yeah, put your hand down.
I'm sorry, sir, but you're right. I apologize.
You're on the fence.
Nothing to do with you. I'm taking some time off. There's a child right there, and I feel real bad.
Yeah, well, you slept at the zero. You should feel horrible.
Why do you always call your dad a zero? He's an attractive man.
He's 67.
That's what I said.
Or 8.
And soon he'll be 69.
Gross. Zing. Genius.
This is what you guys came to see. This is as good as it's going to get.
This is what you listened to. I apologize.
Yeah. Barrero is so mad right now.
Yeah. No, he changed the
channel. You rubes out there kept his seats filled during his show, during
filled?
His intelligent show. And now we just rubed it up. Yeah, kept his seeds filled. He empties them, don't worry.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, that's the hotline. That's Abbott. Well, thank you, everyone.
If you listen to the Power Trip Morning Show, you may have heard Meat Sauce a couple times this week say that our boss, Chad Abbott, we like to call him Stopwatch, legitimately told him off air, you got to stop talking about penis. Like, you've hit your quota. Like, it's enough. And, of course, Paul...
Yeah, here's the thing, though.
You go the other way.
It's 6:30 at night, so I don't know, like, I'm timid because I don't know if I can, like, play all my hits.
Of course you can. No, it's the state fair. There's no kids here.
It's 6:30 at night.
They want to hear the hits, man.
Play the hits.
What made him really mad is when I basically said that he had a... When we were talking about, like, a natural... Had the casing on
foreskin.
It.
Yes.
He definitely likes to skip details and stuff.
And then I said that it looked like a fruit roll-up. Then he got really mad. And he texted me and said, stop saying that. And I said, stop saying what? Fruit roll-up penis? Watch.
He's playing the hits.
I apologize.
That's all I have. I'm not kidding you. I don't know what else I would do. I owe the two of these gentlemen so much money. I don't know what I would do. I have no other remedial skills.
Finally, we agree.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of looking for a job, this morning you may have heard that AJ won initial and is now just two back, and then
that's right.
And then Sauce chucked a keyboard at a computer monitor and almost shattered both, and then stormed out and put in his 2 weeks' notice because AJ's only two wins back, and he claims for the last year or so that if you ever get passed, you will absolutely quit your job here at KFAN.
Probably, yeah.
Probably.
No.
I have so much cash. No, I have no money. I need money. No, I'm not going to quit. What else would I do? Plus, how boring would this whole bit be without me?
Oh, is that right?
Half the crowd's like, hell yeah. The other half's like,
you know what?
God, he is that annoying.
This is a great opportunity.
I told you.
To really take a poll.
Like, okay, come over here.
Like your dad does.
Oh.
You got there before I did.
Yeah.
Well, so dumb.
I need to know which sauce you guys like the most. Who likes cocky sauce the most?
Cocky's sister.
Yeah.
She's here, by the way.
Who likes dong stand-up the most? Almost no one.
Cocky's sister just raised both of her hands. Thank you.
There's like
one person who loves my whole bit.
What's the other bit? Meat sulk, right? Meat sulk is when you basically just pout all the way to commercial break. Meat sulk.
That was on the way here.
Was that right? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I'm not, you know.
What are the other ones? There's like five,
is
right?
Nordo
named
a Is there a horny sauce?
Here's the thing about Nordo. Nordo makes all these nicknames up for me, and it's like, Nordo, have you looked in a mirror recently?
Aww.
He just savages me. He's like, you're crabby. I'm not crabby.
What does he look like when he looks in the mirror?
Man, I don't know.
Yes.
Come up with something. What is
the hits.
They get the bits, man.
Come on.
What else does Nordo look exactly
like? He looks
like
roadkill.
What else does he look exactly
he
like?
He looks like somebody decided it'd be a good idea to stick their face in a snowblower.
What else does Nordo look exactly like?
He looked like he rolled in baby oil and got electrocuted.
That's not great.
And that was Meat Sauce with...
It's stupid.
Didn't make a lot of sense.
Stupid.
Exactly
I have
like.
This weird sinking feeling this will be my last statement.
It might be.
Yeah.
It might be.
That last one kind of had food involved, but you got to really give us a food one for the last one. That's your... I mean, it's I hate to remind you of your own bit.
Nordo looks like pizza dough stretch so far because he calls himself the human stretch mark. He calls himself that.
Jeez.
You want to see mine?
Yes.
Mine looks like I'm pregnant with Octomom when she had eight kids inside of her.
You're pregnant with Octomom, and she's pregnant?
With eight children.
So wait a minute. How You're many kids did Octomom have during her pregnancy?
You told
me. Oh, it was eight.
There'd be no math. Nine? Octomom, would you?
Of course he would. She's famous.
Do you still watch cartoon porn?
I never did. That is an absolute made-up story from you. You came in one morning. True story. Do you guys want to hear the true story?
No, you're also into old people porn.
Again, same story, only a different morning.
Yeah.
He comes in the morning and he says, I got to tell you about what I watched last night.
I've never watched cartoon porn.
No, now you're lying.
That's a damn lie. We both know it.
You flat out told me.
Give me your phone because we're going to look at your history.
No, I'm not looking at my phone.
You flat... His exact sentence to me about 2 years ago was we've all watched Lois Griffin get it.
That's what he said.
No.
You did.
I never have. Those words have never crossed my mouth.
That was the exact way you worded that sentence. And I said, no, I haven't. You go, yeah, you have. We all have.
I don't think I said that.
Yeah, you did.
Speaking of that, can we get something out of the way as well since we're talking about Saucy so much? Who here Corey says he's never sharted in his entire life.
I would love to join the class. I have yet to do it.
Half this crowd did it today.
That's probably true.
Put your hand down, Dad.
No, I feel left out. I got to change my diet up.
He's all cleaned up now.
No.
What was the other bit, though, about believing in Sauce, something that Sauce claims? I think you were going to finish that thought with something
else. No, we wanted to make fun of you that you haven't pooped your pants.
No, there's
I would love to at some point. Can't wait.
What?
Very excited about it.
Well, keep eating. I mean, there's a lot of food here.
Keep eating, fatty.
Bottom line is this. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that? Somebody said something about what's your name?
My name's Paul. How are you?
Know. I'm Corey. That's Chris.
Yeah.
Thought we established that.
Paul, what is your earliest memory of coming to the fair? All seriousness, what is your earliest memory of being here with your daddy?
I think when...
Your sexy-ass daddy.
Jesus, Lord. He's 68.
I know, and he's going to be 69.
We've already discussed his age.
I think probably when I was like 3 or 4, my dad pulled us in a cart. I had to walk because I was too fat. Yeah, he pulled the whole family in, but he's like, you got to get out. Tons of fun. Yeah, it's one of those, I don't know, I mean, you watch, I think the first time I ever came to the state fair was I was probably 4. And on the way there, I was like, can't be really good as a 4-year-old if I could, like, break away from this family. Like, get my own hobo sack and start, like, rambling downtown and being like, hey, see this stick? It's got a sack on the end of it. And then all of a sudden, I'd start my own business. And it would be a business for selling just one regular alpine downhill ski. With no braces, no nothing. I would just sell the ski. And people would go, what do you do for a living? I'd go, I sell skis. And then they'd go, brew skis? I'd go, clean out your ears. I have that in the back. You can go in the back, get your ears cleaned out, and then you can buy one ski. They go, all right, cool. Cool business, man. And then all of a sudden, Mark Cuban would walk in. He'd go, this is a boy genius. How old is this child? I go, I'm 4, sir. Here's my hobo sack. All my belongings in there. If I need to ditch town, I can leave. Be sweet. Because Mark Cuban would then go, I'm investing in that. And then Mark Cuban and I will invest. And we'll make tequila. And then the best part of the whole story that I forgot that I told you. I can't believe I left this detail out. Then all of a sudden, when I turn 22, we will remake Throbin Hood. Mark Cuban will fund it. And then we'll film it. And then I will win an AVN award.
And that was Meat Sauce being hung out to dry by the rest of the Power Trip Morning Show.
We have so many questions. Let's start with the fact that in 1986, Mark Cuban did not have any resources to invest in a 4-year-old wonder kid.
Not at all.
So I don't know why you would run into Mark Cuban in 1986 or have any idea who he is in 1986.
No, again, it's not that Mark Cuban. It's a different one.
The one that would invest in a 4-year-old selling alpine skis.
And as far as
one ski.
I'm
one
almost ski positive, by the way, he didn't say Mark Cuban. He said Mark Human. And I'm not sure
It's his brother.
Who that is.
Different Mark, last name.
Right,
it's his brother.
Separate fathers. Yep. We get it.
Tequila?
Shepherd fathers.
You guys made tequila as part of that as well.
So like George Clooney, but in this case it's Mark Human.
Yeah,
it's Mark Human's tequila. With salt, and it's got its own salted rim.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's an old family recipe. My grandma had
been at the fair all day.
She started salted rims.
Got a salty rim.
Yes.
Paul, I think you're onto something, dude.
With what?
I think this might be your last show ever. I think The clock is probably ticking.
I think so, too. I'm excited to be here. I've had fried pickles. I love this place.
Okay, now you're lying, because 2 hours ago you sent some extremely offensive texts about how little you wanted to be here tonight.
No, I never said that. That's
oh, my God,
me.
He did. I've still got him on my phone right
you
now.
You sent him, too?
I don't remember getting those, but I definitely remember the ones.
Okay, let's just throw meat sauce under the bus.
I'm going to say this. One of them involved a coat hanger, and I'm not kidding you.
You said that!
No, that right? was you.
No, that was hockey. Let's
no, I would no, never do not that. Read these. No way.
No, they're fireable.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that one is definitely fireable.
Yeah, don't read them. I wouldn't.
You know what's a great point. Hold
I
on.
Wouldn't read the text you've sent me.
I don't even know which group this slur is offensive to.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, don't say it. It's probably offensive to your mom.
Never heard that one before.
Nothing's offensive to your mom.
My mom's here.
I know she's pretty.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And the things she's seen me and your dad do, she's got her.
Does anybody have any regrets of coming to watch this garbage?
So far, nothing yet.
We've lost 5 or 6 people for sure.
Oh, yeah. Half this crowd is like, God damn, that guy's ugly.
Yep. Who's he talking to?
Me.
Oh, is that right?
Okay.
Well, I think they want some special guests as well.
How about we take a break? We'll start rolling out Power Trip. Not really correspondence. This isn't the Daily Show, I guess.
No.
My phone's ringing.
Uh-oh.
Weekly,
is it Abbott?
Weekly
is it over?
People that you've fallen in love with over the last, 16-plus years of this show? Something like that? The Power Trip Morning Show is live from the State Fair. I'm Corey Cove. That's Meat Sauce Paul Lambert. That's Chris Hockey. We return live from the grandstand at the State Fair right after this on The Fan.
This is The Fan, broadcasting live from the Minnesota State Fair.
Welcome back to the Minnesota State Fair Power Trip Morning Show.
Get some!
Hanging out until 9 o'clock. Thanks for showing up. We appreciate it. I'm Corey Cope. That's Meat Sauce Paul Lambert. That's Chris Hockey. We are coming back here, by the way, Monday, 7 to 10. So Chris is borderline suicidal because we did add a show. We're coming back Monday morning, 7 o'clock to 10 in the morning. So if you're coming back out on Labor Day, swing by again.
Why in the hell are we doing that? I mean, for real, why would we do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It was Abbott's idea.
All right. You know what I found out when I first got here?
Oh, no.
They don't sell hard liquor here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What is the deal with that?
My sources say there are ways around that.
My sources say he doesn't have legs.
Yeah, my sources say he just ran off in his Buffalo Sabres jersey.
We have similar sources.
That's exactly right.
I mean, he went through the door. That's how quickly he got away.
How many of you were wrestling fans before you reached the age of maturity? Some of you? You guys remember the Royal Rumble? Arguably, in my opinion, the greatest wrestling event that there was, because it was basically 30 dudes. And every couple, I love 30 dudes at a time.
Yeah, of course.
I'll just beat you to the joke.
Stop there.
But every couple of minutes, somebody would come out of the tunnel and you weren't sure who it was. And then you're like, hey, that guy, that's kind of cool. And then they would kick each other's ass. And then, like Hacksaw Jim Duggan would win and everybody went home.
Hell yeah. Or the, what was it? Who are these dudes?
Yeah, the Bushwhackers.
Would walk in and then get thrown out and walk back out. Brilliant.
Best bit ever.
Best ever.
We thought that would kind of be fun this year to just bring the Power Trip guests out one at a time. And then if you care, great. If you don't, they're gone. Won't that be fun?
Yeah.
Shall we?
I think we should do it.
Absolutely.
Let's do this.
You guys ready for some rubes? Some Power Trip rubes? Who wants to go first? But who would like to introduce him?
You do it.
Should we all do it?
Me.
Oh, no, you know what? Hang on. I would rather do it than Sauce for this one. If you don't mind.
Yeah, please. Care. Oh, my God.
Our first Power Trip regular that makes his State Fair appearance tonight. It's been a part of the show for what, maybe 5, 6 years? I hope that's close to right. Maybe 7 at the most.
More than that,
like
maybe,
that. Yeah, maybe 7 or so. As of, 11 hours ago, one initials and only is 2 back now of Meat Sauce. So Sauce and him basically hate each other.
Well, I hated him before the game.
Until next week.
The game.
You may know him as Clickbait. A lot of other people, like his wife, call him AJ Mansoor. AJ Mansoor, everybody.
AJ Mansoor!
Power Trip Morning Show. Clickbait, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Some booze.
Oh, no. He's trying to hug him.
Give me a hug.
No, he won't hug him.
You smell like a gym sock.
Ooh.
That's me. Never mind.
Hi, everybody. This is nuts.
So have you guys...
Look at this.
Have you guys buried the hatchet from this morning? Because keyboards were thrown, hearts were broken.
We have not talked since this morning.
What? I got better things to do. I play golf. I got other things to do.
You guys haven't talked since June. What are you talking about?
Our friendship is on the decline since this resurgence has come.
It had nothing to do with the game.
Oh, what happened?
Right. I'm such a big girl.
Oh, look at him reclining over here now. He's gotten
feet
serious.
Up.
What's up
eagle.
With this?
Spread eagle, gyno style. This is pretty hot.
Yeah,
you're used to this.
So you're not even going to look at him?
No. I got better things.
What
he
is
came,
going
he came
on?
In the back, and I went to shake his hand, and he extended knuckles and said, I don't touch hands. I don't.
I tried to explain to Sauce today, and then he walked out of the studio that, let's say AJ does pass him in initials, you are allowed to repass him. He doesn't have to win forever if he passes you.
Sure, cool, fun, awesome, neat, cool. The game sucks anyway. You had 9 basketball players today. Who played basketball? AJ.
Nobody loves basketball more than you do.
Hockey couldn't name 9 basketball.
Who's Kahaki?
Hey, your mom.
All right, real quick, let's just...
What?
Pinocchio.
With a crowd like this, it's fun to do just audio surveys.
Yes.
How many people here would like to see AJ pass Sauce in initials? How many people never want to see that happen?
Like 5.
Wow, that's a little more split than I thought. How many people would want to be in studio and watch Sauce chuck a keyboard across the room? Then you should have been in there about 12 hours ago. Because he chucked
it
hard.
Is it 9 yet?
All right. AJ, your thoughts?
Look. Nope, still 3.
This is bigger than last year.
This is definitely bigger than last year.
Thank you, by the way. Thank you.
We like to call that the 311 effect, but whatever. That's fine.
Just a happenstance.
No one cares.
Yeah, because last year people were actually going to the concert instead of coming here. And
there'll be more people here than there will be for 311.
Fair point. It's a very, very good band.
Yeah, no,
it's a great concert.
I saw 8 hours of them. It was sweet.
Offspring is awesome, too, right?
That is also true.
Yeah, co-headliners, right?
That is not the case.
I'm pretty sure that's how they're built.
Yeah, isn't that
not the
case? You gotta keep them separated.
They do, because 311's a headliner, so you guys stay over here. 311 goes over there. All right. The other reason you guys are probably ready to party is because we brought essentially the only millennial on the show.
Oh, my God.
With us as well.
Oh, boy.
And he likes to get after it. He's also unbelievably good looking. Not so much when he was 100 pounds heavier, but now he's just disgustingly attractive. It kind of makes us sick. Let him hear it.
Tommy,
ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Olsen.
Party in a cab
with a drink in his hand, sunglasses on, the nice haircut. He's got the product in. Look at Tommy. Hi, Tommy.
You know what,
gang?
Tommy, this is ridiculous. They want to see the full Tommy. Get out in front of him.
Sure, why not? Now, ladies, he's got
Come
a girlfriend.
On, full
hands
Tommy.
Off.
Why not?
Hands off. He's got a girl.
How are we doing, gang?
Look, he's got a nice collared shirt on. He dresses well.
He doesn't
How
even put
this?
His beer. You're not allowed to drink beer on the radio.
It's apple juice.
Apple juice. A couple of the guys back there, do what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's a soda.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's pop.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. How about this, huh? Look at this. We're looking good, huh?
You know, if music started playing, Tommy would start dancing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. What do you want? Like Drake? Is that...
Yeah, T-Pain would be good.
T-Pain.
Joe Perovich back in St. Louis Park. If you can put some T-Pain on, I think we might start a dance party here with Tommy Olsen and some chicks in the front row.
Lucky.
Anybody
want to dance with Tommy?
Who wants to dance with Tommy?
All these ladies right there.
Tommy,
want to dance with Tommy.
Tommy, get down there.
Oh, never mind. There's Rosie again.
Lawyer Lambert, you are not dancing with him. You're mine.
Wow.
Look at he's taking selfies. A couple of years ago, when Tommy first joined the show, Tommy, you were still a gopher. You were kind of shy. Uh-huh. You were 100 pounds heavier.
Yep. Hideous.
In the last...
Well, that hasn't changed.
But in the last, in the last 6 months, Hawk, wouldn't you say that something went haywire with Tommy, and now he just says whatever he thinks. He admits on the air that he sometimes stands out of the bathtub and pees into it before he goes into a shower. You've admitted that you've crapped your pants running in a full sprint.
Uh-huh. Yep. Your mom had to come get you.
Yeah, Kel's out here somewhere, by the way.
She's picked you up after you've crapped your pants running.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Birthday, Mom.
Here's some T-Pain for you if you'd like to dance.
Oh
he's going to dance now.
Give him some space. Give him some space.
Oh, I need some headphones.
Oh, here he goes. Shake that thing, T-Pain.
Tommy's fearless now at this point in his life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Please, I hope all of you are filming this.
The face of that lady is the best.
That was...
It's like she saw Bigfoot.
That lady wins.
Like Bat Boy's mom.
This is just a foot and a half.
Yeah.
This is the second Kevin McAllister reference of the day, but that looked like she just put shaving cream on for the first... Or aftershave for the first time, because she was like, what is Tommy doing? Tommy, you're the best. We love you.
Oh, no, you guys are the best.
Oh, go!
Listen to this.
This is what I love about Tommy, too, is Tommy is now technically part of the media. He's done Gopher Fanline in the past.
Oh, yeah.
When he was on the show Thursday morning, he's like, Core, I got a media pass this year.
I did?
He was so excited to go watch the Gophers for free.
No, I get to go. I have a picture on my media pass, too.
That's how media passes are. Yeah.
It's so
You
sick.
Have to verify that
I get
it's you.
For free.
Yeah. Sweet deal
you
for you, dude.
The one that the Vikings give meat sauce.
Yeah, it's the best.
Wait, did they make you pay when you were on the team?
Yeah. Did your dad make you pay for the season tickets?
No. Did he make you use your
cutest
amount?
Giggle of all ladies? Is that the cutest giggle of all time?
He's the cutest. I mean, he's
honestly.
The best.
Right.
It's really unfortunate that he's got Old Bay because I think the line would be around the corner for T.O. at this point. But
Old Bay's out there somewhere.
Where's Old Bay?
Old Bay, come on up.
Old Bay, somebody, come on up.
Somebody's over by the tree to the right here.
You guys got to get a ring on that because otherwise, Tommy's a hot find.
Woo! Old Bay's hiding.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Tommy Olsen, everybody. Look at Old Bay.
She has no interest in coming.
She
Yep. She's like, this is the worst day of my life.
Old Bay.
Old Bay. Wow. Way out of your league.
Oh, my gosh,
Way
Tommy.
Out of Tommy's league. Total smoke show. Good for you, Tommy.
Old Bay.
No wonder you're not single. Lock that up.
Old Bay, if you're being held captive, just wink, okay?
Scream Rosa.
You're way too hot for him. If there's some...
100%.
Wink twice if Eddie's hotter.
Yeah.
She's winking. She can't stop it.
He's taller. Yeah. He's better looking. Okay. Tommy Olsen, everybody. Yeah. Round of applause for
Thanks,
Tommy.
Gang. Can't wait for tonight. I'll be out there roaming the whole time now.
Yes, sir.
All right, next up, Royal Rumble style. You fell in love with this next gentleman when he played for the Dallas Stars. And then he played for the Florida Panthers.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then he played for the Detroit Red Wings. And then he played for the Montreal Canadiens. And then he played for the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. And then he played for the St. Louis Blues. And then he played for the Chicago Black Hawks. Then he played for the Vancouver Canucks. He played for the New York Rangers, the New York Islanders. And then finally... He played for the Nashville Predators, and then he eventually played for the Minnesota Wild. Ladies and gentlemen, Pear Bear Mark Parrish.
Yeah! Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Wow! Hi, guys! This is more fans than we had on the island, man. The Islanders didn't get this many people showing up, for crying out loud.
Look at all the Oh Hi Mark shirts. Remember, those are for you, specifically just for you.
Hockey, what do they say?
Yes.
I've seen a bunch of them. What do you mean, what do they say? It's right there.
And what does it say?
It says,
Hi Mark.
Oh, hi Mark.
Oh, hi Mark.
This is right there. That's what I just saw.
He's oh, like, hi Mark. I'm missing
There's a
Hawk Woodshirt.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, hi Mark.
Ow!
Oh, yeah.
Out of respect, she would do it.
Hey, no offense, but more than just out of respect, baby.
Oh, she just made the list.
Rawr!
Do we have backstage passes here for this show? Because
let me write some up.
I'm sure Parrish knows a guy.
That's it. That's all we got, Mark.
That's all we have.
See for Mark.
I love Mark Parrish so much for so many reasons. Number one, we carpooled, so I had somebody to talk to on the way over. Wasn't so lonely. Also, he's coming to the 311 show with me, and he's representing a 311 shirt. I love that. His dedication.
Yes.
He's wearing sunglasses at night like Corey Hart and Tommy Olsen. I love that as well. Out of respect.
It's daytime.
Yeah. His future so is bright. Yeah. It's so bright he's got to wear, what's the...
Dear God.
Oh, my God. Okay.
He's derailed, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it a visor? Your future's so bright, you got to wear a visor?
Fantastic. You haven't spoken to him in a few minutes, and you know what?
Yeah, the spotlight was
100% interest.
He stopped exactly listening to the show because it wasn't about him. It's about Tommy and AJ and Parrish.
That's why 95% of these people are here. Is your face on a t-shirt? There's like 55 hockey t-shirts. What an idiot.
And the other shirt says, Oh, hi, Mark. So if you're ripping Parrish,
what's it
that
say,
also
Hawk?
Makes no
Oh,
sense.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, let's go back and forth. Let's try it again.
All right, let's go.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Marg.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Marg.
Oh, hi, Mark.
I don't hear a difference.
You got everything except for the last consonant.
Oh, I'm Marg.
What? Yeah,
that's a solid G at the end.
I don't
there.
Understand.
Okay, yeah. Try the other one.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
Try that one.
And with how do your sex life?
Anyway, how is your sex life?
It's none of your business.
And anyway, how did your sex my life?
How did we what your what say?
What?
I mean, if your wife wants me to do that, I will. But,
and I got spare time.
This bit's going to get me fired eventually.
Yeah.
I just know it is.
It probably
I'm
going
to say the wrong thing.
Oh, hi, Marg.
Hi, Marg. Hey, Paris, you've been a million places. Is there any other state fair like this anywhere, this kind of crowd? Like, look at these people.
Not even remotely close. Of course, one of the many cities I've lived in was Dallas, and I went to the Texas State Fair. They had all kinds of they were bragging. They got nothing on us.
Yeah,
absolutely
suck it, Texas.
Nothing.
Well That's said.
Right. Yeah, good point.
Good point.
And is there anybody here from the St. Cloud area that would watch
Go
Mr.
Huskies.
Mark Paris in college? No,
St. Cloud.
St. Cloud's represented at all? Nobody?
Nope.
That was a popular thing to bring up.
Wow.
There was at least five people out there.
Hi, Mark.
Anybody here from Minnetonka like meat sauce? Anybody with their hand up is extremely rich. Feel free to rob them. Take everything they have. They are flush with cash.
Yep.
Steal everything.
Cash whales. It does.
Cash does whale.
Anybody here from Union City, Indiana?
Hmm. Yeah.
You're probably related to hockey.
That's a good point.
And you should probably get tested.
Or, as Chris has admitted, you were once featured on To Catch a Predator with Chris Hansen on Dateline NBC.
That was Greenville, Ohio.
That was very close.
How close
that's
is
a,
it?
Just a quick drive.
That's 15 minutes from my house, and I spent the entire episode afraid one of my relatives were walking out onto the screen.
True story.
That is not a joke. It's an absolute true story.
The anxiety must have been
horrific. It was through the war. Through the what?
Through the room.
It was through the womb.
Are you?
That's exactly what it was, yes.
All right, so these guys are going to come back at 8 because we're going to play Triangle of Death at 8 o'clock. We're going to play initials at 8:20 and 8:40. But when we come back, not only do we need some of your rubes to join in a little contest, but we'll also wheel out some more Power Trip regulars. It's the Power Trip State Fair Show, 6:30 to 9 tonight. We're back right after this on The Fan.
FM 100.3, The Fan at the State Fair.
And I sing. And I play. And I sing. You got soul in that music.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show, Friday night edition at the Minnesota State Fair. Thanks for checking out the show. Thanks for driving over, walking over, whatever you had to do to check out the Power Trip Morning Show. We're with you until 9 o'clock. I'm Corey Cove. That's Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. Hi, Sauce. Hi. There's Chris Hockey. Last segment, we rolled out AJ Mansoor, Tommy Olsen, and Mark Parrish. They'll be back here in about 45 minutes. We'll play some games. We'll give some prizes away, I believe, including a bunch of 311 tickets as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Sweet.
But we got more people to bring out, and we got a game to play.
We do? Who else is here?
I don't think anybody else. I think this is probably it.
Hi, Parrish. Trust me.
Our first guest is a man that needs probably no introduction because all of you seem to love him, and he gets gigantic standing ovations wherever he goes. He sells books like it's nobody's business, and it's not the common man, Dan Cole. It's not Mark Rosen. It's another author on the Fan Radio Network. Make a little bit of noise for a true American hero and one of our best friends. He wants his place to get lit. John Kreisel, everybody.
In the crease.
This is
future governor, everybody, right there. Hi, John. John, I think the question everybody has for you is, are you having a great time?
Certainly I am. Are you guys having a great time? Yeah! This is sick.
It's nonsense.
It's We're fun. So blessed.
Sell some books, man. Who wants to buy this guy's book?
I didn't bring them. But JohnMCreasel.com. I love that guy.
Look, yeah, he's got that. The book.
He does have the book right there. Look
you
at
brought
that.
It. He will definitely sign it.
This is sick. I love you guys.
By the way, I just looked over to the left. Look at Tommy's hair just kind of peek over the top of the crowd.
He's like Sonic.
Hey, T.O.!
It's like, where's Waldo with like guest bottles?
He's like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Tommy, I need a CL.
Oh, my. What are you doing? Don't do that hand gesture.
No, we didn't. Ever,
No, Tommy, Tommy.
No one said do an impression of Hockey's sister. Oh, no one said that.
Oh!
She's right over there. Stop,
Tommy. Is
man.
She really here?
Yeah, she You're is. She's right over there.
John, what do you think in general of the Power Trip Morning Show, and why are you a part of it?
I think it's pretty decent. Actually, it's lit!
Yes.
Yeah! And I'm super thankful to be a part of it. And I can't believe that this many people want to come here and cheer for us.
Sure. Do you want to get hammered with all of these people as soon as you're done on the air?
Yep!
Who wants to drink with John when he's done?
Okay.
John, if I may, because this is kind of a public service announcement, there's a few people who do like beer in the audience, I'm guessing, right? A couple of people out there. I would guess by now, how long have you been here today?
I got here at about 4:30.
So you've tasted them all.
mainly the mini donut beer. Who's had
Who likes donut? That? Okay.
It's lit.
It's a big
That's
hit
what you're loving the most right now is the mini donut beer.
Yes.
Anything else that we should try?
Coors Light.
Of course. Well, out on a limb there with that one. Okay, gotcha.
Anything? I like Coors Light because I can drink 25 of them in a day. But.
Okay, well, there's a couple people back there you need to talk to. Sit down. Say who your name is. Have a seat.
Mainly, mini donut beer is by far the best, tastiest beer I've ever had in my life. And I'm not kidding. And I've had a couple beers in my life.
Yeah. Climb on board.
Sure.
It's well, so good.
Somebody out there needs to go buy this hero a mini donut beer right now and make it two. Make it three, please, if you would.
Please,
if you would. That'd be great. Creasel.
Yes.
As you look around at all these people right now, do you know any of these people in the crowd at all?
I recognize a couple of them.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
There we go with the Fireball gals from last night. And there we go.
Yeah, they got
Wait,
Fireball.
Who has Fireball?
She does, right? That's...
Satan? Wow. No, yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. Yes.
Keep him out of...
Oh, sorry, sir. I thought you were someone else. Brilliant.
Somebody else that's probably rotting in hell, if there is one. Not too worried about it. But if there is, Charles Manson is a thing, and we're going to do a Charles Manson-related bit in a second. So, John, don't go anywhere, because you're one of these celebrity judges.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we need you to help judge and decide the winner.
You love Charles
Manson. I play
Manson.
A little
You do.
Bit.
Yeah, you do.
The other two judges come as a group. They come as a pair. Is that really funny? Come as a pair?
Well, yeah.
I guess that's dirty if you want it to be.
Oh, okay.
Well, hey, listen.
I guess we didn't come here to laugh.
We've all tried.
Good point.
Right. Hockey and I never have.
They are Minnesota's power couple. They, unfortunately, it's kind of disgusting. They give to charity frequently. They give their time and their money and their effort. It makes the rest of us sick. Carly and Jason Zucker, everybody. That was Ryan Donaldson. Yeah. That's Carly and that's Jason. Jason scores a plethora of goals for the Minnesota Wild, and Carly avoids the advances of Mark Rosen. Carly scores with everybody, exactly. Carly, take the microphone quickly. Say hello to the crowd here at the Minnesota State
Fair.
Hello,
crowd at the State Fair. That's a good-looking crowd. Creasel would sleep with all of you.
You're mistaking Creasel for
I'm no slut. Yeah. Don't call me that.
He knows one.
You know, I think I screwed up. I shouldn't have introduced you. Why don't you introduce your husband, and then your husband can introduce you? Because I'd like to hear what that would possibly sound like.
Jason Zucker.
That was no introduction. That was just his name.
You meat sauce.
That was just... He has nothing noteworthy. His name is Jason, and here he is.
Have you guys met at all?
May not know him as a guy who skates on the ice.
That's better.
He mostly falls down.
He skates well.
You're Tanya Harding?
Wow.
That's all you can say about your lovely husband.
What are other good qualities about you?
May I do it instead?
Yes.
Is that okay? Is that okay?
I think Chris knows him better.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage right now, the man mistreated more than any man I know. Perhaps the best smelling man I've ever met.
Probably true. Prove it.
Yep.
My personal favorite member of the Minnesota Wild.
Matt Cullen.
Oh, here comes Parrish.
Charlie Coyle.
Dear God.
John Casey.
Help him make it through the night. Because he's married to Carly.
Chris did do a better job than you did. There's
yeah,
no
you're
doubt
right,
about
right.
that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Zucker!
Hands down our favorite Wild player until Anders Lee joins the show in a year when he's a member of the Minnesota Wild. We really liked
and
him.
They cut you.
Anders seemed very nice. He was awesome. Now flip it. Jason, introduce your wife to the crowd here at the State Fair.
She's very, very rude. She hosts overtime. Carly.
I would say a lady who needs no introduction.
Ooh. Oh, can I introduce her?
Yeah, now can I try this?
Ladies and gentlemen, my former co-host on Snowcross.
Until she
Jason
got fired.
Jason Zucker's first wife, Carly Zucker!
She's not smiling because it's true.
Yeah, she knows.
She's so depressed right now.
No, it's true.
There's always Anders.
It's good, yeah.
Who's Xanders?
Well, the problem is we're the same age. She's got to go.
Good point. You got to keep getting younger.
He's not your age. He's at least 35.
That one, dude, that one hit. Did you see the look you got? That might have hit a little close to home over there.
Now, Jason, you've ripped your wife on the show multiple times for being horrible at impressions, correct?
Oh, boy.
Oh, come on.
By far the worst.
Are we doing impressions?
No, it's by far the worst in the entire state of Minnesota.
Well, then we can do one. I'm going to transition to singing here in a second, but I know you like to do Cher impressions, but is there anybody else you'd like to impersonate in front of a giant crowd here or not?
Who else am I good at?
That's probably not the right question.
Let's start with who you are good at.
So I feel like you should know who I'm good at.
I don't think there is
one. Do you believe in love after love?
My God.
That's good.
That'll do it for the show, guys. Everybody,
thank you.
Thanks for coming out of the Power Trip Morning Show.
They cut the cord back at the stage.
Can she sing at all?
Ripped it out of the wall.
Carly, do you sing in the car?
Oh, my God.
You do?
Oh,
Jason, you put up with it? Like, can she sing at all?
Yeah, we drove back from Utah the other day. We had a four-hour drive. I'm sure some people saw it on Instagram. I was driving,
everyone,
and I almost...
4-hour drive from Utah, were you driving a jet rocket?
To Las Vegas.
Oh, because he has two homes, because he's rich.
Yep.
No, I sold it. I sold it. It's
says
okay.
The guy with $90 shorts.
Yeah.
You seen his?
Yeah, they're nice.
I can't stop looking at his.
Yeah,
look
I'm not looking at his shorts.
There's a stinger.
You wonder why I'm wearing sunglasses. These are X-ray vision.
Wait until you see the pool.
Jason brought a Duraflame with him.
That got extremely graphic extremely right. quickly.
That's anyway, why I'm here.
Anyway, it's graphic, but it's true.
So she was singing on the way back from Utah.
Knock Creasel over.
Well, yeah.
Not difficult. I don't have legs.
What?
What?
Breaking
news.
You don't have legs?
Lieutenant Dan!
How'd you lose them?
Shark attack. I didn't eat my vegetables.
Spoiler.
I didn't listen to my parents. I watched a United game.
Oh!
Okay. You're just pandering now.
Oh, he brought his A-game, ladies and gentlemen.
Just trying to get a hug from Sauce, and he got one. All right, the point is, we're not getting to the point. The point is that Carly sucks at singing,
Daddy.
It sounds like. Jason just was never going to get there. But I would like Jason and Carly and Creasel to be celebrity judges. What we have here is four or five gentlemen who claim to listen to the Power Trip Morning Show enough to be familiar with the musical stylings of Chuck Manson. Who sounds a little bit like this.
The reason that the girls liked me was, hey now, I'm all around you, hey now, up on your heart I can sing through you, and I play, and I sing, and they say, hey man, you got soul in that music, and I said, yeah, I play a little bit, you know.
Perfect example of separating the man from his art.
Yeah,
but you can appreciate the art and hate Charles Manson and what he had people do, but as an artist, elite, as PJ Fleck would probably say. The point is, we played that soundbite on the show a ton in the last, 6, 7, 8 months. Some gentlemen down here believe they not only know it very well, but can sing it on In front of a giant crowd here at the State Fair.
Yeah.
Carly,
shocking,
Kiesel.
This guy's in line. Who did your hair? Art Garfunkel?
Oh, I love it, man.
I just don't have any.
Look at this stuff.
An unbelievably dated joke that worked.
Yeah, of course
it does. That's a great shirt.
Unbelievable.
What's it say, Hawk? What's his shirt say?
You want me to really?
Yeah, read it.
Oh, hi, Marg.
Hi, Marg.
Thank you. You see it. See,
you're worse.
Oh, hi, Marg.
So these gentlemen are going to sing Charles Manson. The three of you will pick the winner when they're all done. We'll get to know them quickly. Ooh. They'll all sing their hearts out. Charles would like it that way, probably.
Sure.
And then you will decide who gets 311 tickets based on their...
Oh, my gosh. That's what the prize is?
Don't why not?
Are you guys going to play
you're
anyway?
You're not going to win.
Yeah.
You're not going to win.
You don't want to?
Okay. They quit.
Okay,
now
no problem.
Zero contestants. Yeah.
Do we judge them after every single person goes, or is this at the end?
You guys are the guests. You can do whatever the hell you want. As long as a winner is determined, I'll be happy with it. Contestant number one, what's your name? Where are you from?
Grover from Mound.
Grover from Mound. I don't know why he's ripping on your hair. I love
Grover, can I ask you a quick question? Just a quick question right out of the gate. Who's higher? You or anyone going to see 311?
Me?
Yeah, I thought so.
Are you going to 311?
No, I'm not going. He asked me.
Because you would fit right in.
Who's higher? You or
Snoop Dogg?
You're
going to do well.
You are so stoned.
Grover, you listen to the Power Trip Morning Show, though?
Every day.
So you know the Charles Manson song.
Yeah.
Do you want me to replay part of it, or are you good to go? Are you nervous singing in front of our celebrity judges, John Kreisel, Jason Zucker, and Carly
Zucker? You
should
be.
Has the paranoia kicked in?
Grover's high. He doesn't care.
Grover's high as a giraffe's ass. Let's go.
All right, everybody.
Give him room.
As quiet as possible.
Give him room. Fine. You're fine.
Give Grover his moments. Let him shine, everybody.
Sing this hot
Are you ready? Yeah. Grover, 3, 2, 1.
I think the reason the girls like me is... Hey now, girl, I'm all around you. Hey now, upon your heart I can sing through you. And I play and I sing.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I think a couple of words were missed, but again, it's Charles in private.
American
anyway.
Idol was just canceled.
I brought the hair of Charles.
Simon loved
it. I took the hat off.
So
did we screen people before they came up?
No, we did not.
Okay.
So the point is
no
why would we do that?
No offense.
You guys, celebrity judges, would you like to determine his score, or would you like to keep it to yourself for now? How would you?
I want to keep it to myself that might be
out
the best.
10?
That might be the best.
All right, Grover, pass the mic.
So the bar is set pretty low. Okay, that's good.
Contestant number two, what's your name? Where
that
are you from?
That sounds like a normal Woodbury. Human just saying it.
Say it again?
Jimmy from Woodbury.
Oh, Jimmy from Woodbury.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you, brother?
Great. How are you?
Jimmy, your confidence level in singing Charles Manson improv songs?
Probably as confident as Charles was.
No. Let's go, playboy.
Well, he was extremely confident.
Well,
all right, Jimmy Woodbury, in front of the celebrity judges, 3, 2, 1, go.
The reason that the girls like me is because... Hey now, I'm all around you. Hey now, up on my heart I can sing through you. And I play, and I sing.
He got every word right.
Yeah!
He got Big every
Dave
word
Grover,
right.
You're so high, Dave Matthews Band, and kick you out of it.
I don't know, dude. Jimmy nailed every word. That's key. I'm not a judge, but he got every word, I think.
No, it's not on the words. It's on the impression.
The delivery?
That's Paula Abdul.
Did you not hear my Cher impression?
Okay, we'll have to see. Contestant
number
three.
You sang four words of Cher. You can't say you know the words.
The dogs heard that impression.
It's the passion.
Dear God, if I wanted to have this much arguing, I'd go home right now.
Hey, this guy already wins. Look at who's having a great time.
Yeah!
Contestant number three, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Jack from Austin. I just got tagged in about 30 seconds ago.
What does that mean?
Is that in the bathroom over there? Because
yeah,
wait. Me 20 bucks, too.
Number three just tagged out. And I was
you owe A-Hockey at least $30, though.
Better question, who's greasy here? Who's greasy?
Yep, Creasel is for sure.
I can tell.
All right, so Jack. Jack, you just got tagged in, but do you know who Charles Manson is?
I do.
Do you like the man or the art? What? There is a right answer here.
Neither.
No, neither. You don't even like the music.
Oh,
well, then what the hell are you doing? Get out of here.
Who the hell are you? What are you
listening to? I like R. Kelly, but I don't think it's okay to pee on people.
Hey, you look to me like a Buck Cherry fan. Am I right about that? Say yes.
You're right.
We're going right here.
Sing for us. Let's go.
I am a Buck Cherry fan, but I'll sing something else with a B.
No.
Oh.
I don't know what that means, but do Charles Manson instead.
I don't know what that means either. All right, Charles Manson, here we go. Three.
I'm all out of ideas, so I'm just going to go with it.
Three, two, One.
It's my life.
Yeah, he doesn't get it. Who this man?
He doesn't know what's going on.
Hey, meat sauce, it's not all about you.
What's going on? Forever.
Boo right. This man.
Thanks, Jack.
Oh. Hey, by the way, Texas sucks.
I love
careful.
It.
Careful.
That shirt is lit, though.
That's right? A lit shirt.
Yeah.
So we asked for contestants to sing Charles Manson, and he rocks a J.B. Jovi song out of
that
nowhere.
That was John Bon Jovi?
And
he just wanted to sing. I don't blame terrible. Him.
Yeah.
I thought he sang like an angel.
You look like an angel.
Did everybody else give up on the bit because the first two guys just killed it?
Yeah.
Then I guess we...
We
got one around the corner here. What's your name? Where are you from?
When you need
I'm Eric from Roseville, and I'm very happy to follow that.
You play a little bit?
Yeah. That's like George Carlin following Carrot Top.
Right you on. Better play a little bit.
All right.
What?
Eric, are you ready?
Oh, he took his glasses off. He's getting serious.
We all remember the video, right? He's sitting down at first.
Hell yeah.
He gets it.
The reason the girls like me is they're like, hey now, I'm all around you, round you. Hey now, look in my heart, I can sing through you. And I play, and I sing.
Yeah!
The girl that made the worst face ever is upstanding.
It's like Charles Manson is reincarnated in back at the Minnesota State Fair.
And we have a St. Paul miracle. Walk-off winner!
God, and I thought 311 was the greatest musician of all time or band of all time. Eric from Woodbury, you said, right? God dang. Wherever the hell you're from, who gives a rat's ass? You're amazing. I mean, we can go to the judges if it matters, but Carly, Creasel, Jason, who wins and why?
10.
It's not even close?
11. 11.
Yeah.
Not- to the Schoolhouse Rock.
I've dreamed of you calling me a 10 my whole life. So.
Brilliant.
Yes,
yeah. You and Rosie both.
Same-sies.
Right. Nicely done.
Damn, she only called me an 8.
Yeah, but you're low maintenance, so that's nice.
Maybe when you get older, you'll be better looking.
Yeah, better luck next year.
Round of applause for our winner, Eric, everybody. When we come back from the Minnesota State Fair, a couple more Power Trip regulars and some special guests that I think you're all going to be pretty jacked to see in a second as well. So don't go anywhere. Power Trip Morning Show live from the State Fair. Back after this on The Fan.
Live from the State Fair, you're listening to The Fan.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig. If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting.
Welcome back to the Minnesota State Fair Power Trip Morning Show. It's 7:40 on The Fan. Thanks for tuning in. You guys still with us or what? Hanging on? All right, we get it. Can't blame you. I'm Corey Cove from the Power Trip Morning Show. The man to my left is Paul Meat Sauce Lambert from the Power Trip Morning Show. Chris is taking pictures. He's normally an adult taking selfies. Right now he's taking pictures with other people. That's awesome. The three of us are here until 9 o'clock. The entire Power Trip Morning Show, all of the people that we've rolled out over the last 40 minutes will be back in about 20 minutes, because we'll start playing a bunch of games like Triangle of Death and Initials and stuff like that for 311 and Offspring tickets, and we should have fun. And then at 9 o'clock, we can all go over to the concert right across the street. But let's keep rolling out some Power Trip regulars, and then we got a surprise guest or two here in a second. Sauce, do you want to introduce the first one? You probably should.
Yeah, 100%.
Go for it.
It's my honor to introduce this next person. I don't know how I can put this into words, but the next person to walk out, not that Todd. Is probably the greatest man on the planet. He is my father. More importantly, he's the reason we all love Mark Rosen. Lawyer Lambert.
You got great ass.
Lawyer Lambert, everybody. Chris is emotional. There he is. If you if you have legal problems, give him a call.
Gross.
Tweet him. Email
I'm right
him.
Here.
Jeff Lambert, everybody. Paul, introduce
your dad. They didn't give you your own mic, Dad?
Oh,
not yet.
They didn't give me one.
Oh, well, there you go.
Now, Jeff, they gave you one.
Christopher Allen.
It disappeared.
I can't, every time I'm about to say something really filthy, I see a child, and I feel really
thank
bad
God.
About it.
Thank God.
Is this surreal?
I don't mind a bit. Don't worry about it.
Is this surreal doing radio with your mostly delinquent son? Well,
delinquent?
Yeah, I mean, come on. You were a
traitor, I belong to a country club.
Oh, God.
All right. So the first time he comes out here, 30 years ago, he's 4 years old. We put his little brother David in a red wagon.
They wanted.
With Kelly, we tie a rope around him. He tows them around the fair all day.
That sounds perfect.
Last time he ever worked a full day in his life.
Genius. That's the last time I worked out as well, you can tell. I look like a busted biscuit can.
What else do you look exactly like?
Like 10 pounds of groceries stuffed in a 5-pound bag.
What else, Paul, do you look exactly like?
I don't know. Somebody who's pregnant with the entire world.
And that was Meat Sauce with...
Somebody who's one sandwich away from my 600-pound life. Exactly like? Oh, okay. Too far?
Oh, okay.
People have been on that TV? Okay.
See, again, if you've never seen the Power Trip Morning Show
Hockey
live...
Hockey watches that show when the internet's down.
When Sauce has a joke bomb, he basically blames you guys for not laughing.
No, I'm blaming myself.
Okay.
On a serious note, Jeff, we're a little bummed, of course, that your buddy Mark Rosen can't be here. For obvious reasons, he can't. But still, you are essentially besties with him, which is also weird because... 4 or 5 years ago, you didn't even know that he existed and vice versa.
No clue. No, I'd never even heard of him 4 or 5 years ago.
And now you guys hang out all the time.
But he does. He did want me to tell you he sends his love back to everybody here. And
I believe it.
Thanks for all the support.
Here's what I'd like to do, if you guys don't mind. I'm rolling tape right now. Let's get a Rosie chant started right
now. For Mark Rosen, everybody. Rosie.
Okay. That's the best ever. Thank you all
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Right Thanks, on. Everyone.
That was for Rosie O'Donnell. Now, Mark Rosen. Hawkwood.
The school chant.
Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah.
The next member we're going to bring to the stage, he loves statistics. He loves baseball. He's traveled the country watching people play catch.
So have you.
You may hear him from time to time on Sundays on a little show called Gleaming in the Geek. He is the geek part. John Bonas, everybody.
John Bonas!
The Twins geek.
Yeah!
Love freaking baseball. You can hear John on Tuesdays on the Power Trip Morning Show, really pissed off at Kyle Gibson.
Hi, kids.
Hi, John.
Yeah, I should probably hear something.
Probably should.
John, when was the last time the Twins had a crowd like this?
Meat Sword Day.
A little
one.
Bit of a low. Well played.
91.
Well played.
Oh, wow.
John, I know the other John Creasel, was raving about mini donut beer. You are a kind of a craft beer snob, which is okay. It's a good thing to be. Any other beer recommendations for these alcoholics out here?
I liked the 612 margarita beer over at Coasters. I will mention that one.
Okay. Two people agree.
I also like the Bent Paddle passion fruit beer over
Hockey
at
has one of those.
Ballpark Cafe.
Any guys here have Bent Paddles?
Isn't there a drug for that?
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to clap for.
There's like a small There's like a small pocket of people over here that are like, we just wanted to sit on the floor. This is the weirdest thing.
Just wanted a place.
Has the acid kicked in yet?
What else, John? Anything else? Anything else that you're drinking? That's it.
Drink beer. Beer's a good idea, I think.
I don't know. I wish we had some kind of cool music so we could watch John dance.
Oh yeah, that is a state fair tradition.
Yes. We need a lot more beer. Yeah.
Well,
we would need room.
Tommy's walking through the crowd.
There's way too much crowd.
They want Tommy to look at him. The way he paused. It looks like the Bigfoot photo. Look at him walking through the woods.
God, it is like Bigfoot, isn't it?
Yeah, it
look
is.
At him.
Did you use a sock cut on your hair?
Yeah, it's Bigfoot with David Beckham's haircut.
Yeah.
All right.
Look
now it's let's do this. We've had a lot of
spilled a beer on Mrs. Bonas.
We've had a
oh,
lot.
Oh no!
Oh, that's not good. She doesn't care. She's used to it.
Oh.
Well, she's sitting next to the Charles Manson singing guy anyway. All right. Just like the Rosie chant, we need the entire crowd here at the Minnesota State Fair to help us welcome our special guest. And I think the chant will probably give it away. But still, let's have a little fun. Do you guys like America?
Yeah. Don't yell it.
How about a solid little USA chant as loud as you can possibly go? Go.
USA! USA! USA!
Ladies and gentlemen, from the U.S. men's curling team, the gold medal winners themselves, Tyler George, Joe Polo, and John Landsteiner, everybody. Gold medal winners from Minnesota. Woo. Curlers.
Wow, thanks everybody.
America.
Where's the...
Let's do this right. Hang on
a
second.
Oh, hi, Mini Jimmy Klein Saucer.
Hi.
How are you?
America. Don't do it. Don't do it. I can't do it. Don't do it. No. Just kidding. Just kidding. Don't sing that part, please. Thank you.
Yeah, hockey and core are employable. I am not.
Yeah. Much like Meat Sauce's calves, I know you guys over the last... I don't know, 6 months or so now. Everybody wants to touch your gold medal, right? Everyone wants to hold it, see it, take pictures with it. They just love it. You wouldn't have happened to bring it, did you?
They're obviously unprepared.
We got one.
It's a gold medal, everybody. Joe rocking that badass gold medal.
Get up there and mob him.
Brilliant.
Get him.
Remind everybody where in Minnesota you guys are from.
Duluth, Minnesota, for myself, Mr. Ladsteiner, and Mr. Polo. Yeah.
All three of you are from Duluth. How many Duluthians do we have here? Anybody? Anybody know these guys from childhood that want to give us some... Oh, you guys do? That's your cousin.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
That's my
come
cousin Becca yelling right there.
I was going to say something horrible.
The cousin's got the dirt, I'm sure. That's pretty nice. Tyler, we've kind of adopted you as the spokesperson of the curling team over the last 6 months. Landsteiner never says a word. He's the nicest guy ever, but never says a word.
I never get a chance.
Well, the other two aren't here. I think you'll be fine.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's
true. Yeah, so Tyler, you've traveled with these guys. Hamilton's not here. Schuster's not here. So tell us a little bit about Landsteiner and Joe. For those because you're the most frequent Power Trip guest, so talk a little bit about you two buddies.
Oh, these guys they're kind of the good soldiers with the team. Like, they do all the stuff nobody knows about. And you can't have a successful team without guys like this. That's not what you do with the
money. Oh, okay. I'm just asking.
A lot of time on the road.
Sorry, Abba.
No, these guys are the ones that make the team go. The guys behind the scenes are the ones that don't get near enough credit. And besides being fantastic players, they're better people and good friends. Oh. So get a little ovation for these guys there, huh?
Yes.
Oh, thanks, Miss America. But, all right, Landsteiner. Now, Tyler's retired. So you guys are moving on without him. How's the team like without Tyler and his bad attitude?
It's refreshing, I guess. I don't know. I mean that in the nicest way possible.
Sure.
They
made it to the final in their first event this year. So.
Yeah, we played 12 games already. And
wow.
Yeah, we filmed Curling Night in America. So y'all can check that out.
Oh, that's sweet.
Curling Night in America.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And when does that air?
October, November. It's like Fridays at 7 on NBC Sports.
Jeez.
Right on. So who took his place?
Lucky.
No one. Wise.
No one did.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a mop.
Actually, we should have brought one of you guys in. AJ's got some nice form.
He's got mad skills.
When we had you guys out on the ice, actually, Bonus was a hell of a sweeper.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. He's a bruiser on the broom.
He's a hell of a jerker as well, if you guys want to know the truth. Yeah. Is that not what it's called? Sweeper, jerker?
That's a 901.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah. I got a booth set up over there. Just give what you can.
Real big forearms.
Yeah.
What I still love about you guys the most is, like, when you guys came in before the Olympics, it was like, hey, we're going to have some curlers on today. And we're like, oh, curlers?
Yeah, boring.
Like, this is going to suck so bad. And then you guys came in and you were nice. And we're like, hey, those guys were actually kind of nice. They'll probably bomb in the Olympics and we'll never hear from them again. And then you went out and, like, stole the hearts of the entire country and now the entire Minnesota State Fair.
And then Rosie bought you Manny.
And then Mark Rosen promised you guys Manny's if you won the gold medal. You did. And famously, Mark Parrish paid for the entire bill because Rosie skipped out on it.
He did.
That's true.
Yeah. That is true. Mark's a hell of a guy.
He didn't even show up. That's probably one of the other reasons he's not here. He knew you would be here.
That's a great point.
We don't see him very much, that's for sure. Every time we're in studio, Rosen is conspicuously absent.
I got to say, I've been doing this morning show, 17 years now? Is that right?
Almost.
What it is? Yeah, 17 years. And one of my favorite moments of all time was watching these guys... Was it Sweden beat Sweden, right? Was that the round? No.
I think when you guys were watching
Canada.
On the air, it was
when
Canada.
I said we like I'm on the team. Who was listening that morning when they beat Canada and we were breaking it down live?
That was so cool.
Yeah.
We had no idea what was happening. We just thought we knew. We're like, I think that's good.
Yeah.
I think they're going to win.
Have been watching Quidditch.
Score!
I have no idea what's going on.
No idea.
And you know, the best part about all that, too, was by you guys doing that and having us on the show, we kind of were adopted by Power Trip Nation, too.
Yeah.
And like, we felt the support over in Korea from the listeners even. So just to be a part of that, we never really got a chance to thank you guys too, because and obviously we've thanked these guys multiple times on the air, but we've never been in front of you guys really with a crowd like this with a chance to say thank you for all the support we had. And really, we got an extra push from you guys for the last couple games from Metal Route. So thank you for everything.
Yeah, thank you.
That never gets old.
Love it.
So has the traveling died down for you guys yet? Or are you still travel around doing things? What's going on?
I haven't been to work in over a month.
Wow.
Me either.
That's because you have a drinking problem, sir. We've been meaning to talk to you about it. Not for real. You guys are still traveling that much.
Yeah. I actually had an extra trip that I had to add in because we were at the ESPY Awards and I lost my Olympic ring on the beach.
Whoa.
And 2 weeks later, I got a Facebook message from a guy from Channel 5 out there. And he was trying to keep it a surprise, but I was kind of blowing him off on doing an interview. And finally, he's like, I'm standing here in Huntington Beach with a guy that found something that he thinks belongs to you. And
was it your virginity?
No, that's back here.
Oh, hey, congratulations, ma'am.
Atta girl, Kels.
No, it's...
We're going to do a different news story with her about something she found.
It's actually Paris she was pointing at.
So anyway, we went out and met this guy, and it's back on my hand.
That's awesome, man. Right on. What are the chances? Holy moly.
I would have sold the hell out of that thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That's straight to eBay.
It's got his name on it and the sport and gold medalist. So if you're selling that thing, everybody knows what it is.
I'd have three gold teeth right now right across the front is what I'd have.
I would have sold
it to him. Landsteiner right across the teeth in the front.
Why not, right?
You guys are going to stick around and play Triangle of Death, right, and initials
and
stuff?
We'll be here.
If they pick you, you're playing. That's how this is going to work, right?
Let's go.
All right, when we come back, we'll play Triangle of Death with some 311 and Offspring tickets on the line. So some of you rubes are going to get to play and get to pick who against the Power Trip Morning Show you'd like to square off on. So everybody that you've seen in the last hour is going to come back. Plus, one other special guest right when we come back after this, which is pretty badass. We'll not tell you who that is. That's how surprises work.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Down in front, Tommy.
I almost just explained how surprises work. The Power Trip Morning Show.
Tommy Olsen!
Minnesota State Fair back after this on The Fan.
Yay!
KFAN at the Minnesota State Fair. Chill.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. Final hour live from the Minnesota State Fair. It's a little before 8 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for putting up with us. You guys still having fun? All right, we're going to play Triangle of Death in a second, and some of you rubes will have a chance to win 311 and Offspring tickets. Then we'll play everybody's favorite game, Initials, for the last 40 minutes of the show, where 12 of you will get to square off against any number of Power Trip members. You get to basically pick who you want to square off against. But before we do that, we have another special guest, and since we chanted for Rosie, we've chanted for other people, we just chanted for the U.S. men's curling team. You guys familiar with the Skull Chant? Anybody familiar with the Skull Chant? Creasel loves it. Can we get a real, real solid Skull Chant to introduce our next guest? Go for it. Somebody else do the drums. Go for it.
What? Come on. Come on.
He's recently become a relatively frequent member of the Power Trip Morning Show. We love him. You're probably used to seeing his ass more than his face because he's always bent over. The long snapper for the Minnesota Vikings, Kevin McDermott, everybody.
Kevin!
Probably didn't even hear the intro. He just disappeared.
What the hell?
Perfect timing.
Did he get cut?
Did he what?
Yeah, he just got...
Did they cut him?
He just got cut. Kevin McDermott!
Kevin McDermott!
Hockey was worried you got cut. We didn't know where you were.
What's up, everybody?
Kevin, everybody.
Oh. Hi, Sauce.
Hey, babe.
Kevin McDermott, say hi to the Minnesota State Fair.
Kevin! Oh, how we doing, everybody?
They love you.
Now, I just joked that they're probably used to seeing your ass more than your face because you're bent over all the time snapping it. How often do you get recognized when you walk around the State Fair? Do people know your face yet or not?
Never. It's
never?
Great.
How many people here would have honestly recognized him before he just walked up? You guys big Vikings fans?
That's a lie. I was sitting in that row until about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's what took you so long to get up here.
It's a good-looking dude, man. Remember that face. Not just that ass when he's snapping to a...
Come on, man. My wife's right here.
Yeah, that's why I'm sitting behind you.
Hey, now.
That's why she's in love with you.
Very nice.
She chose well. What's it like transitioning from Nashville to then California and now Minnesota as a place to live?
Well, my family's from South Dakota, so it was an easy transition.
A couple people here from South Dakota. All right.
Yeah, but my wife and I love it here. I'm originally from Nashville, spent college at UCLA, and then hopped around the NFL until I landed here, and it's become home.
So when you're the long snapper and you're making the team, you're clearly making it, you're not going to get cut in the next 24 hours. How weird is it for you to watch 20, 30 of your friends and teammates get the boot?
It's going through a tough time, but there are friends around the NFL who are going through the same thing. So, you know, you're checking Twitter constantly to see what's going to happen. And you just hope that, you know, good luck comes about for some of your closest friends.
And you're such a nice man. I would have answered that a completely different way. I would have said, who cares about them? I don't have any competition. I work half the day. Who cares about them?
Sauce, you don't even work half the day.
Correct.
Now, you guys have golfed together, right? He's one of your A-list besties.
He is. He's very good. Quigley's good as well. We can go down the list of people who I play golf with. There's a lot of them.
You could name two, and then you forgot the rest of them.
What?
Seemed like you ran out of steam there. But Kevin's a pretty good golfer?
Oh, yeah. Kevin's like one of the nicest human beings of all time. I'm not just saying that because he's standing here.
Right.
Like, I'm terrible at golf. And he's like, you're not that bad. Just like Jason. Every time we play, he's like, you're not that bad. As I've thrown two clubs and I'm hitting like nine off like the first, you know, the first tee and it's a par five and I'm on my 10th shot. He's like, you're actually not that bad. He's too nice. I'm terrible.
He shot like a 92. I'll give him a 92.
That's not hideous.
92?
Yeah.
On a nine? On nine holes? Right? I'm sorry, I'm jamming to Offspring. Can you guys hear that?
Is that Offspring?
Oh, you can't hear that song? Take your headphones off. Wrong rope, tie your rope. Hey, man, you're talking mad to me. Take him out. Hey.
Wow. Hey, when's 311 take the stage? When's Offspring done?
Aw,
I'm just
mean.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. I like the Offspring,
don't
too.
Don't you love the Offspring?
Yeah, I do like
really.
The Offspring.
Not really?
No. Kevin's too young for either
Kevin,
of these
I'm
bands.
I'm from Nashville. Speaking of which.
Hey.
You had a gig.
Yeah, we played. I played one song with the band. Yeah, yeah, it was fun.
Where were you playing?
We went to Jason Aldean's place.
Yeah.
Which is, everybody's got a bar down there now. It was super fun. There were bachelorette parties everywhere. Babes running around crazy. People were drinking and drunk and having a good time. You didn't invite me to go to dinner with you. I don't know what happened. I thought it was going to happen. Somehow you disappeared, so I just went out by myself.
I took the specialist to get some barbecue.
Oh, is that what happened?
Oh, lucky.
Oh, barbecue's so good.
What did you get?
Let's see. We had a hot chicken sandwich, pulled pork sandwich, fried pickles, rack of ribs, brisket, coleslaw, baked beans, cornbread.
Oh.
And that was the first course.
Absolutely. That sounds so good.
Timing's everything. Hang on a second. Where's that stupid-ass button? There it is.
Augusto, sweetheart, save some room for later.
Kevin, have you ever played Triangle of Death on this show? I don't know if you have.
And,
oh, you have.
I the winner was definitely the caller.
Gotcha.
It was terrible.
We did play with you. You were so bad.
We're going to play now with some Rubes. You guys ready or what?
Look at this crowd. Tommy Olsen.
Let's play Triangle of Death.
It's unbelievable. You really are like Where's Waldo.
Yeah.
I mean, you're there.
God, your hair
you're
is
there.
Perfect.
You're soaking it all in, aren't you?
He's loving it.
You have great hair.
He went to go get a beer on the break.
Shocking. He looks great. He's having a great time. Triangle of Death works like this, and this is going to be a lot of fun because we have the entire Power Trip cast behind me here. So we're going to get a listener up. Chris, I'll let you decide who's playing and why so you can kind of pick people out of the crowd.
We know who Hockey's picking first.
Chicks, always chicks.
Yep.
Oh, he's picking a row the boat guy.
Oh, that's weird.
Point is how this game works is I ask a question, and then you have to pick three members of the Power Trip Morning Show that will not get it correct. So you have to pick the people who you believe to not get the answer correct. If you get it right, if you can get through all three people without them getting the correct answer, then you win tickets to see 311 and the remainder of the Offspring set if you want to run over there and catch the rest of their set if you'd like to.
All right, I chose this dude to go first, but he's going to probably be the last person with male anatomy to get chosen, just so you guys know. That's right. That's what I'm talking about, lady. All right, dude, pick up your microphone right there. Go ahead, grab that microphone. Are we ready for this?
We're ready.
Are you ready for this? What's your name, sir?
My name is Connolly. I'm from New Prague.
Your name's Connolly. What a dumb name.
It's Connolly. I know. It's so dumb.
Yeah, you live
it's
on Todd Avenue.
It's almost as dumb as meat sauce.
Yeah, nice hair. Where'd you get your glass?
What?
There, I got a $60 promo. You know, I don't have $90
These
short.
Are $400.
Oh,
what? By the way, what sparked you with this guy?
What's wrong with him?
His he's name is Conley. What am I jealous sure, about?
He didn't
I'm
name himself.
You
aren't better.
Oh.
There's no way. You look like Chucky.
You
look like the Chucky doll got
That's
thrown down
okay.
a flight of stairs.
Sauce.
How tall are
hey,
you? 4
hold
feet.
On, hold
Can
on.
You ride any of the
hey,
rides
hey.
Here?
Sauce.
What? I can't hear you. I'm too busy being on the best morning show in the market.
Oh my God.
That's fine.
What an ego.
Cocky Sauce is here,
cocky
ladies and
sauce,
gentlemen!
Everybody.
Cocky Sauce. That's Cocky Sauce!
What else you got? I'm standing next to a guy
hey,
who plays for the Vikings. I play
fine.
Golf with. A guy who plays for the Wild. I play golf with. My dad's a lawyer, and this guy I play golf with. What you got?
Oh,
good
it
for
doesn't
you.
Matter. It's okay. I'm here. I'm having a good time, and I'm cool.
I love you.
Can we play the
you
God
move
game?
In?
That's what he does.
I'll
you
want to
move
what?
In?
I'm 5'4". I've hey. Heard every
How
short
you,
joke
stranger?
That's ever come across.
Oh, my God. You're 5'4"?
Tough skin. That's right.
Hold on.
Chris is not used to being taller than anyone.
Right here. That's right.
Yeah! He's technically taller. He's right. Okay.
All right.
Hey,
they're embracing.
Do me a favor, brother. Ask me how the weather is up here.
Oh, hey, Hawk, the weather down here is phenomenal.
It smells real good, big
it's
dog.
Great down here.
Let's go hunt chicks. Yeah, all right.
Oh, all right.
It got weird.
All right, so I forgot you guys were here. I'm so sorry. I don't know what just happened.
All right, so Connolly, here's how this works. Can you hear me?
Yes,
you can hear
I can.
Me. All right, no help in the sorry, Carly. No help in the studio audience. Don't please don't yell out the answers. It'll be so much funnier if you don't. I ask a question again. You know everybody on the Power Trip, correct? It sounds like you listen a
yes.
lot.
Yes.
So you have to correctly predict anybody up here on the stage that you think will not get the answer right. You got to get three people in a row correct to win. Understand?
Got it.
Here's your question. What was the name of the main character in 1999's Fight Club? Nobody yell out the answer. What was the name of the main character in 1999's Fight Club? Now, you don't need to know the answer. You just need to pick out three people that won't get it. Nobody yell out the answer. Connolly, go ahead.
Everyone's going to know this.
Well, maybe not.
All right.
Main character in 1999's Fight Club. Who's going to get it wrong?
Tommy.
Yeah. Tommy.
Who are you picking?
Well, I was going to pick Carly, but I know Carly knows it, so I'm going to pick Tommy.
Tommy. Use Connolly's mic there. Main character, Fight Club.
Well, there's one rule of the Fight Club, but Brad Pitt's name was...
Go for it.
John.
Strike one.
John!
All right, that's strike one, Connolly. Name two wow. other people that will not get this
John.
Right.
John!
Just John, you know.
I don't think there's a John in that movie, John. Is there?
Who else?
John's back here.
Anybody on the panel is available. Anybody.
I'm going to pick McDermott.
Oh, you're going with Kevin.
Tyler Durden.
Oh!
Nice job, Conley. Go back to Todd Avenue.
Kevin's got good taste in movies.
It's all right.
So, sorry, Connolly, you're done. Chris, pick somebody else.
All right, hold on.
I like that guy.
Kevin just slayed that.
Ladies, who wants to play?
Oh, yeah.
Yes? You do? Come here. Come on, lady. Come on now.
Ooh, it's a lady.
Sorry. Yeah, shocking. Hello. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Again?
What's your name?
My name's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Everybody say hi to Andrea, please.
Hi, Andrea. How are
hi,
you?
Hi, Andrea.
I'm good.
Oh, look at Tommy. Hey. Oh, hi, Andrea.
Andrea looks a little bit like Anna Kendrick. Anybody else agree with that? I got a little Anna Kendrick to her. A little bit.
Calm down, Corey, for God's
yeah,
sake.
Yeah, Corey.
It's all right.
Sorry, ladies. I'm clearly married to a lady.
You can't prove
contrary to what the internet says.
Yeah, or ask Randy.
Andrea, you understand the game, right?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Here's your question. You got to get three people in a row to get it wrong for 311 and Offspring tickets. Who sang the theme song to the TV show Friends? Don't yell out the answer. Who sang the theme song to the TV show Friends? Any three members of the Power Trip Morning Show that will get it wrong. Go.
Parrish.
That's a great point.
Parrish tried to hide.
He looks really drunk.
Parrish. Parrish, your wife loves Friends, correct? Doesn't Nikki like she likes Friends?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure they're local.
Go for it.
Starts with an R. And that's as far as I've gotten.
So that's your guess? No help from the studio audience. You can do this, Mark.
Don't
cheat. The entire state.
In four.
I'm literally drawing a blank.
Yeah, so did Tom.
All right, Parrish is out. That's strike one. So far, so good, Andrea. Who's next? Anybody.
AJ.
Oh, no. Look at AJ.
I like your line of thinking, but I don't know it either. I'm going to guess the Remnants.
That is incorrect. Strike two. Andrea, one more. One more and you win. You got Lori Lambert. To Tommy. This is just give her the ticket.
Yeah, this is over.
We got this, gang. We got it.
What is
Counting
it?
Crows.
Who are the Daunting Crows?
It is not the Daunting Crows or the Counting Crows. Yell it out if you know it.
Rembrandt.
The Rembrandts. Absolutely. Here you go. 311 and Offspring tickets.
Yes.
Andrew, everybody.
Just throw them out.
She won. All right, Chris, another contestant. Chris, go again.
I'm looking. You, come here. She's got a... What shirt does that say? Don't be a Todd t-shirt. Come on, right?
Genius.
What is her name?
It's Lauren.
That's hey, Lauren. Lauren, everybody. Say hi to Lauren, please.
Lauren, are you single?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Where's Eddie at? Eddie Olson.
Eddie.
EO.
You can see him from here. He's like a giraffe, but way more handsome.
Eddie, Lauren's single.
He's a tall version of Richie Rich.
Eddie, everybody make way for Eddie's privates. Walk this way.
Nope, they're already here.
Walk this way.
Yep, they're here.
Well, if you win, you're going to need a date to the show, correct?
Correct.
There we go.
I'm with them. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay, understood. No? You're okay?
I think what she was going to say, I'm with a dude, but he's not that great, so I'd like to upgrade.
Yeah.
All right, Lauren, here we go.
Eddie
That's
is
exactly
wheelbarrow.
What she wants, yeah.
Lauren, everybody on the Power Trip is eligible for this question. You got to get three in a row right to win. Ted Kaczynski was famously known by what nickname? Ooh. Ted Kaczynski was famously known by what nickname? Three members of the Power Trip Morning Show that will not know that answer. Go for it.
I'm sorry, Tommy.
You're going to lose your chance at a date with his brother.
Everybody's though. Picking on
I
Tommy.
I don't know who this is.
Ted Kaczynski goes by what nickname? What year were you born?
92.
Okay, you're out. So that's strike one?
Yeah, you have no idea.
Lauren, pick somebody else. Help her out, Crosby.
Parrish.
Oh, I don't think that was smart.
No.
Parrish, what did you major in?
Unabomber.
Oh! You doubted Mark Parrish, and he sent you home with nothing.
Stupid. It's over.
I think I would have gone Zucker on that. I wonder if Jason
All right, all right,
out.
All right. I'll choose a dude this time.
No.
Yes,
that's not
yes,
fun.
Yes. Hold on. I can't. Hold on. All right, you with the Hawkwood shirt. Come here. Come here, Hawkwood, dude.
Some dude. Come on, man.
Come here, Hawkwood, dude, guy. Dude. All right, he's making his way. There you go, sir. Come this way, please. Come right this way. What is your name?
Robbie from Eden Prairie.
Robbie from Eden Prairie.
Hi, Robbie.
Say hi to Robbie from Eden Prairie, please.
It's a little bit weird when he's wearing a Hawkwood shirt with an arrow, and the arrow is pointing to Chris himself.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been it's abundantly clear on the morning show that Chris definitely would...
He did today.
To himself.
Hey,
here we go.
Hey, listen.
He did 5 minutes ago back at stage.
Never mind.
Okay. Robbie, right? Robbie? All right, tickets on the line for the show right after this show. 311 and The Offspring, who are playing right now. You got to get three in a row right. Here's the question. Who is Samuel Powers? Three in a row, have to get it wrong. Go. Who will not know that? Who is Samuel Powers?
We're gonna go AJ.
AJ. I don't know if that was the right call either. AJ.
Samuel Powers is clearly the Green Ranger from Power Ranger.
Okay. I would have lost that bet. I would have guessed you would have had that right. AJ is wrong, so that's strike one so far. So good. Who else?
Is Lawyer Lambert available?
Of course, yeah. Lawyer Lambert's available.
Hell yes, he is.
Of course,
you
he is.
You keep your damn hands off him, though, sir.
All right, Jeff. Who is Samuel Powers?
The Lone Ranger.
No, that is also Lone Ranger is wrong.
Meat sauce like effort.
Robbie, one more. The entire panel.
How old are you?
Everybody's available. The Curlers, Jason Zucker.
Who should he choose, ladies and gentlemen?
Charlie Zucker, John Bonus. Everybody wants Tommy's too easy. Right? How about a challenge?
Tommy's like hitting on Hockey's sister.
Everyone's saying Jason.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to throw Jason under the bus.
Jason Zucker! All right. Here it goes.
What was the question? Is, who is Samuel Powers?
Hopefully my new wife.
That's right.
That is correct. No, is that your actual guest? Do you know who it is?
I have no idea.
No idea. No. Yell it out. Who's Samuel Powers?
Screech!
Screech from Saved by the Bell. That is the correct answer.
I literally had no idea
He's
myself.
He's never seen that show.
Boom. Robbie, you win. Congratulations.
Congratulations, my friend. We got well done. Nice job.
Quickly,
stuff.
We have time for one more before
one
we come
more.
Back and play initials.
Right,
so
I
one
need
more.
A babe this time. I have to have a lady again.
Hawk, right, get my
on.
Cousin.
Come on. What is your name, darling?
Sarah.
Sarah what?
Tukular.
Don't tell me your last name on the radio. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Where are you from?
Woodbury.
She hesitated. Right. She's in the witness protection program.
Rosie's
she's
on his way down 94 right
now. Who are you here with?
My husband.
Okay,
my
sit
friends.
Back down.
Yeah, no, we're bored with you.
Yeah, sit back down.
This crowd doesn't want some married chick. Just kidding, Sarah. Okay, Sarah, you understand the game, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Question number 5. McManus, Keaton, Fenster, Hockney, and Kint were all major characters in what film? Don't yell it out if you know it. McManus, Keaton, Fenster, Hockney, and Kint were all major characters in what film? You don't have to know it. You just have to pick out 3 people that will not know it. You're going Chris Hockney.
You're choosing me?
That's not good. I think Chris knows this.
Yeah.
Really?
I think you want to change your mind before he guesses? I think Chris is going to know it.
Can I change your mind?
You're going to change your mind. Would you have known it, Chris? Yeah. I thought that was... I just bailed you out so bad.
Tommy.
Tommy, go for it. This has quickly turned into the Tommy game. Go for it.
Look at the giggle. It's like the Joker.
Oh, Joker.
Dark Knight?
Are you listening
no,
to the
no.
dude's story?
I said your giggle was like the Joker.
Oh, okay. Goldfinger.
All right, that's strike one. Sarah, who's next? Anybody here? Curl is available. Football players. Player. Anybody?
Parrish.
Choosing Parrish. All right.
What was the question?
Are you going to the mall?
McManus, Keaton, Fenster, Hockney, and Kint were all major characters in what film?
Say that again.
McManus, Keaton, Fenster, Hockney, and Kint were all major characters in what film?
Avengers.
Oh, no.
Oh, good guess,
that's,
though.
That's Hawkeye.
Good guess.
Sarah, one more and you win.
One more. Who should he choose for her last one? Who should she choose?
I'm sorry, There's, Carly.
They're saying Carly. Carly.
Oh, Carly Zucker.
She's Ocean's 11. No?
That's not 11 people.
I have no idea who that is.
Is it, that a movie?
That is incorrect. It is not Ocean's 11.
Is it Fried Green Tomatoes?
No, okay. Tyler George, go for it.
The Usual Suspects.
That is
the
correct.
Usual Suspects. That
Never
is correct.
The Usual
you
Suspects.
You have won. Congratulations.
All right, when we come back, very similar to this, we're going to have people come up and play initials. They're going to get to pick the 3 contestants they'd like to square off against. If you can beat them in a one-off rapid-fire sudden-death round of initials, you will win tickets as well to tonight's show. Power Trip Morning Show from the State Fair. Make some noise, everybody.
Make some noise.
Broadcasting from the Great Minnesota Get-Together, this is The Fan.
Yeah. All right, welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show live from the Minnesota State Fair. Thanks for hanging out with us the last couple hours, about 35 minutes to go in our show tonight. I'm Corey Cove, there's Paul Meatsauce Lambert and Chris Hockey. We are the Power Trip Morning Show. You can hear us weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. A cavalcade of our regular guests behind us, everybody from Kevin McDermott, AJ Mansour, Jason and Carly Zucker, the entire essentially men's curling team, Joe Polo, John Landsteiner, and Tyler George, John Bonus, John Creasel, Mark Parrish. I probably forgot somebody. Tommy Olsen's out there. We play a game every Friday morning on the Power Trip Morning Show called The Initials Game, and we'd like to have some of you play it right now.
It's time to play Initials on the Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew.
Hey, free advertising for Mountain Dew. Nicely done, Mountain Dew. All right, so Chris Hockey's going to pick some contestants. When he picks you, you get to pick three members of the Power Trip Morning Show that you would like to square off against. It can be for whatever reason. It's because you think they're the best, the worst. You can pick anybody for whatever reason you want. The three of them will square off against you, and if you beat them, you get tickets to see 311 and The Offspring, which is happening right now about 100 yards behind us. Chris, who is our first contestant? You just picked that dude. He's slowly walking over here. This is like the
check.
Golden Globe Awards.
Right on. What is your name, dude?
Some people call me Cash.
Cash?
Cash.
No one calls you.
People call him Cash. Somebody calls him Cash.
Cash,
somebody does.
How do you normally do when you listen on Friday mornings for initials? Do you normally do okay in the car or not?
I think I compete with Pear Bear.
So. Is that right? Okay, so mostly dead last. Gotcha.
Yes.
You can select any three members.
Second is not that easy.
You can select any three members of the dais here to compete against, and if you win, it's just a one-off heads-up sudden-death battle. If you win, you get tickets to C311. If not, you go home with nothing. It's no big deal. Who would you like to square off against?
So, first off, I know last year Pear Bear got a new nickname from this game.
He did.
I think that T.O., we should call him the Coxswain.
Okay, let's not do that anymore.
I don't know what's going on.
So, does that mean you're picking him, or are you just nicknaming him?
I'm picking him, but I want to nickname him because he wants to row the boat.
Gotcha. Tommy, all right, so grab a microphone, Tommy. Cash, two other people.
Let's go. I'm going to go with the real American hero, John Creasel.
John Creasel, grab a microphone. So Tommy Olsen is one, John Creasel is two. Third contestant is?
Because I don't value my own life, I'm going to take meat sauce.
You're going to go meat sauce. Why?
Why?
No,
why
sauce.
Would you choose sauce?
Cash.
He wants to see something thrown.
Because if you want to be the top,
no.
You have to ride.
No help in the studio audience. Again, if you don't know initials, if you're just wandering over at the State Fair because you think this is some kind of cult or rave or some key party.
Or a greasy.
Or a regular afternoon at Hockey's house.
Right. I start reading clues. Each item has six clues. As soon as they know who or what I'm describing, they yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they win. If they get it wrong, they're out. We aren't playing the same group of initials. Every item will have its own different set. And those first initials...
You got this.
Are B-G. B-G. You ready? Here we go.
Clue number one.
They're imaginary.
Clue number two.
It deals with levels of attraction. No help from the studio audience.
Clue number three.
They're often utilized right before bar close.
John.
John was first.
Beer goggles!
That is correct!
Get lit!
Never had beer goggles in
USA!
My life.
USA!
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 Yeah. When you picked John Creasel, that was an accident that beer goggles was the item, and he is the expert. Sorry, Cash. Chris, pick another contestant. Who wants to play initials? Somebody over here? You guys want to play over here? Beer goggles, sauce, your thoughts?
Don't worry, I'm coming to the other side next.
Those are good clues.
Hello, dear. Come right over here to the front, please. What is your name?
I'm trying to listen more.
Carly.
Oh. Hey, Carly.
Hi.
Hi, Carly.
Carly, do you listen to the Power Trip Morning Show?
My husband does.
Okay, that's not fair. So you've never heard the show?
I listen to it when he listens to it in the morning.
Okay, so how many of these people that you're looking at are you familiar with? Do you know any of our names?
Like six?
That is enough to play. This will work.
Perfect. Thanks. That's exactly right. That's
okay.
Perfect.
Who do you want to play? Three contestants. You can pick whoever you want. Go for it.
My name's Carly.
Okay, Carly, she wants you. Lady on Lady Crime, Carly Zucker, contestant number one. Who else, Carly?
Not good at this, sorry. My second husband, Jason Zucker.
Oh, Jason Zucker. I do like that you have squared the married couple off against each other. That was a smart play.
One person, so.
That was nice. All right, so Jason and Carly are the first two. Who's last?
Parrish.
And Pear Bear. Grab a seat, Parrish.
Oh, my gosh,
God, she picked the dumbest people.
Strategic.
That's not very nice.
Oh, Tommy's
it's
out there.
The truest thing that's been said tonight.
She just said, oh, Tommy's technically still here. Tommy's the best. All right, you three ready? Pear Bear ready? Yes. Carly, Jason, yes. Here we go. The initials are K-E.
K-E?
K-E. That is correct. Here we go.
I don't know anything that says K-E.
Oh, who's dumb now?
Oh, crap.
Here we go. Often seen wearing a red vest. No help from the studio audience. Often seen wearing a red vest.
Clue number two.
Often has white hair.
Clue number three.
Often seen near trees.
It's like an elf.
Clue number four.
Often found in the kitchen. Chicks.
Clue number five.
Connected to fudge.
No helping.
Nobody yell it.
Nobody help.
Last but not least.
Number six.
They make cookies and are fictional. That Carly was first.
Keebler Elves.
That is correct. Keebler Elves. And we have a winner.
Look at her.
Here you go. You win tickets to see 311 in the office.
Congratulations.
Nicely done, Carly. All right, Chris. Pick another contestant. She wins.
That dude right there with the meat sauce in 2016 shirt. That guy right there. Come on over, dude.
I love that Carly Zucker said,
come on over.
They're like elves.
Come on over.
Yes, they are exactly like elves. They
come
are
on.
The Keebler elves.
Come on. I'd choose everybody if I could, I promise.
Come back on Monday.
Right.
Maybe
point.
We'll do this
good
again.
Point, point.
Or maybe we won't. What's your name? Where are you from?
Sam.
Sam, where
Paul.
Are you from? From where?
Paul.
From
now.
Paul. Do you listen to the Power Trip Morning Show? You clearly do. You have a sauce shirt on.
I have never heard this show before.
Okay.
I knew I made the right choice. This guy.
You're three contestants.
Wasted.
Who would you like to square off against in initials?
Tommy.
Okay.
T-O!
The hockey player.
The hockey player? Yeah. Well,
the
there's two of
player.
Them.
Yeah, which one?
There's two of them. The current hockey player? Or the...
Parrish, yeah.
All right, Tommy, Parrish, and who?
And then...
it was a little disappointment in that
wife.
One.
The hockey player's wife. So Tommy, the hockey player, the former hockey player, and then the current hockey player's wife. Got it. So Tommy, Mark Parrish, and Carly Zucker.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. You ready? You said your name was Sam, right?
Yep.
God, the chicks love Carly.
Carly.
All right, here we go. Chris, unfortunately, these are your favorite initials, and you didn't get picked. Double D are the initials.
Nope. Oh!
Chris is beyond heartbroken. Pour one out for his homies. Here we go. Double D are the initials. Clue number one.
Clue number one.
Merriam-Webster says the word, quote, comes from an obsolete adjective meaning delightful.
Clue number two.
It was a cultural phenomenon.
Clue number three.
Its chief marketing officer said the phrase, quote, doesn't mean anything.
Sam.
Breeze
in.
Yeah!
And cornflakes.
You win.
I wish you won. I wish I would say that is the correct answer. It's awesome, but it is wrong, Sam. Sorry, you are out.
Tommy, take that microphone.
Yeah, Tommy, yep. All right, so Sam, you're out. Let's keep playing. That was pretty awesome, though.
Clue number four.
Well played, Sam.
Here we go. Clue four. Is connected to alcohol.
Clue number five.
No helping.
Appears in medieval times. No help from the studio audience.
Clue
last but not
six.
Least. Is a phrase appearing in commercials for Bud Light.
Mark.
Tommy. Mark was first.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly is correct.
Yeah, Dilly Dilly Dilly.
Tommy is so pissed.
I was going to go Double Dip.
Double Dip would have been incorrect.
D.I.P.,
she said, guys. Calm down. This isn't Fred Smoot Radio.
Or Dr. Dre.
All right, when we come back, we have more tickets to give away and more initials to play. There's a lot of people that haven't been picked yet. You guys are afraid of the Curlers.
Yeah, that's right.
You're afraid of McDermott. You're afraid of John Bonus.
And stop picking on me.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The
yes!
Fan.
This is The Fan, broadcasting live from the Minnesota State Fair.
Roma, Roma, ma, gaga, ooh la la, what you been romance?
Final segment of the Power Trip Morning Show live from the Minnesota State Fair. Thanks again to everybody for coming out and watching the show. A reminder, we're going to be back Monday morning, 7 a.m. until 10 a.m., so almost a normal Power Trip show. Slightly later, a little bit into PA's shift. 7 to 10 on Labor Day. If you want to swing back out to the Minnesota State Fair, that would be awesome. We got a cavalcade of people behind us. Kevin McDermott from the Minnesota Vikings. Jason Zucker from the Minnesota Wild, Carly Zucker, Tommy. We've gone through the whole list. We'll go through them again because we're going to play initials here in a second. Chris Hockey, we need another contestant. Get Chris's attention. Chris. We'll wait. No big deal.
Where's Hogsley?
He's right there.
Hey, Hogsley, turn around. Put this in your mouth.
Here we go. Who wants to play initials? All right, get Chris's attention because
I'm
can't.
I'm sorry. I was being told a story. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Thank
All right,
you.
Pick
Thank
somebody.
You.
Anyway, how is your second life?
This lady here, you look like you're ready to party.
She's excited.
Right there, what is your name?
Brianna.
Brianna likes to party, right?
Yes.
Hey, Brianna, how are you?
Oh, look at, T.O. likes to party as well, imagine that.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Right, you can't tell, can you?
Brianna, where are you from?
Andover.
Andover, cool. How much money do you make a year?
Not enough.
Oh, not enough. That's too bad. Just wondering.
Yeah, never mind.
just fishing, that's all. Do you listen to initials on Fridays?
Yes, I do.
You do. How do you normally do when you listen? Do you do all right?
I do pretty well. Not so well this morning.
Okay, yeah, well,
join the club.
A lot of basketball this morning.
A lot of basketball. It was rigged, I believe. Is that right, Sauce? Was it rigged?
I've quit.
Didn't you?
Do you know everybody up here on stage? You basically know all the names of all the people behind me.
Yes, I do.
Pick three of them that you would like to compete against. A lot of people have not been picked yet, so feel free to maybe go off the board a little bit.
So I would like to pick John Bonas.
Okay, John Bonas.
Yeah, we all would.
The twins, geek.
I'm going to continue to pick Carly because we need more women represented.
Oh, that's right, Carly. Get up here, you.
And then I would love to go Kevin McDermott.
Kevin McDermott! Kevin. Minnesota Vikings superstar. All right. How you feeling, brother?
Really good.
All right.
Oh, wait. We got to get that mic turned on. Hold on. McDermott, talk to us, baby.
Hey, Hockey.
There you are. All right.
John Bonas, how are you feeling? All right?
I'm good.
Carly, you might as well just sit here. Every chick has picked you.
More women need to be represented.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think we've had enough of Carly for the night, though.
I think you're right.
We've crossed the Carly quota. All right. Carly versus Kevin versus John versus, what was your name again? Andrew? Was it Andrew?
Brianna.
The other gal was Andrea. Brianna, got it.
Keep drinking, Corey.
Yeah. Michelle?
Not good with names.
All the same.
Here we go. Chris, again, you're going to be devastated. The initials are J-O.
My specialty.
Okay, here we go. J-O.
Clue number one.
Debuted overseas.
Clue number two.
Was a correspondent from 2006 through 2013.
Clue number three.
Was guest host for an 8-week run in 2013. J-O.
Clue number four.
In 2015, he was described by Time Magazine as a, quote, comedic agent of change.
Clue number five.
Seen on HBO.
John Oliver. Oh, John Bonas.
John Bonas.
Hey!
John Oliver is correct.
Hey!
He technically thought he was John Oliver for a second, and John Bonas is the incorrect answer, so no, that is not right. Yes, John Oliver
John
is correct.
John Oliver is correct.
Carly, yet again, disappointed an entire gender. Represented women horribly yet again. Okay.
Here's the thing. I had somebody right over here to my left. A guy named Alex, who called out the entire USA curling team.
I love it. Brilliant idea.
The entire team.
So Joe Polo, John Einsteiner, Tyler George, he wants the curlers.
He wants the curlers.
You
get
said
up
I was
here.
Scared.
What is that?
You said I was scared.
I said I was scared of what?
No, you said we were scared of the curling.
You said that the people were scared of the curling team.
It seemed like you were afraid
that's
of
exactly right.
Let's go. USA.
All these guys do is win. I think you've chosen poorly.
Well, and you know what? I am
an initials virgin, though.
Good point.
That's true. We have a verge.
But hey, I get my chance to play.
There you go. Are you ready? What's your name?
Alex.
Alex. Alex, where are you from?
West
St. Paul.
Microphone nice and close to your mouth if you don't mind.
Sorry.
That's okay, man. That's all right, buddy.
Joe, mic check over there.
Yeah.
Joe's good. Tyler?
Show him how again.
We're ready.
You're,
let's go.
John, you're good? All right, hang on. We don't have John's mic on yet. Try again.
John.
Here, use Chris's then. Good. Check. All right, ready, John? I still can't hear you. Say it one more time.
Hello?
There we go. Here we go.
He kind of talks
right.
off.
All right. Your initials, AA. Sauce's former and probably future home of AA. Here we go.
Clue number one.
Been there.
Has often appeared in science fiction films.
Clue number two.
Often includes procedures.
Clue number three.
Reports have occurred all around the world, but mostly in English-speaking countries, especially the U.S.
Clue number four.
Involves a lack of scientific evidence. No help in the studio audience.
Clue number
Tyler.
Five.
Tyler.
Alien abduction.
That is correct.
Damn it!
You challenge Gold.
Tyler,
Harris.
He's looking for a high five out in this joint.
You can't beat USA.
Well done, Alex. Nice try, brother. Nice
you're
try.
You're from the USA, so you lost.
USA!
USA! USA!
All they do
USA.
Is win. All right, another contestant.
How many more you got? Okay, cool.
Never enough.
All right, keep going.
I believe I promised this lady in the green right here that she could play.
Is that Tyler's cousin?
I hope that's green, but I can't see that far. Close enough, teal? I didn't even know how to spell that here.
Gotcha.
I'm going to give you this.
What's your name?
Becca.
Where are you from, Becca?
Rwanda.
Hey. You're from Rwanda?
You're from Rwanda?
No, not Rwanda.
Hawk, that's my
Wanda.
Cousin right there.
That's your cousin?
That's my cousin.
This one is your cousin.
That's right.
What the hell is Wanda?
Our moms are sisters.
You're drunk. Oh, my God. You're wasted.
She is too.
You are his cousin.
Wait a minute. Your moms have scissored. What?
What?
Wait, what?
That doesn't make you cousins.
Slow down, Rosie. Slow down. My hearing's horrible, but she just said their mom scissored in Rwanda?
Well, apparently, Sauce and I are cousins as well.
This show is so dumb, but it's okay. It's almost over.
You're Eskimo brothers with half this crowd.
Before the night, the whole damn crowd.
It's so close to being over. Here we go. Becca, right?
Sorry, Corey.
Becca, pick three competitors.
Steiner.
Oh, you go with Landsteiner.
Steiner. Oh, super sexy.
John Landsteiner from the curling team. Who else, Becca?
I gotta go with Polo.
Oh, you're going back with another curler, Joe Polo, and
the run.
And meat sauce. She wants sauce. Here we go.
Who doesn't? Oh,
boos.
That's a huge. Don't boo me. Boo yourself. Go look in the mirror. Boo.
All right, here we go. Joe Polo, John Landsteiner, and Paul Meat Sauce Lambert take on Becca. Steiner, you know her, obviously, right? Is she gonna do well or not?
I mean, if they're related, you should.
All right. Here we go. The initials for you four are BW.
Hockey looks set up.
If it was BBW, Chris would be, yet again, very pissed. BW are the initials. Here we go.
Clue number one.
Originally showcased in 1958.
Clue number two.
Includes squares.
Clue number three.
Described as having pockets. No help. Don't turn around, Becca. Don't cheat. Gold medalists don't cheat.
Clue number four.
Often connected to strawberries.
Paul.
Yep.
Boxed wine?
You are out. Sauce is not victorious. So we're down to Joe Polo, John Landsteiner, and Becca.
Nice life.
Sauce is getting booed.
Boxed wine.
Here we go. Sauce is out.
Shut up.
Clue number five.
Smells like pot.
Usually seen in the morning.
Hockey's sister's face.
Okay. Last but not least.
Clue number six.
Sometimes covered in chocolate syrup, powdered sugar, whipped cream, or maple syrup.
Joe. Belgian waffle.
Belgian waffle is right. Joe Polo on the board.
Good guys.
So far, the curlers are kicking some ass. All right, we got time for about maybe one, maybe two more. So, Chris, finish strong.
I got to go up there somewhere. Hold on one second. The lady is jumping up and down, risking her life up there. Come on down here, please. Oh, don't push her down.
Jeez.
Sweet Jesus.
Calm down, Caleb Jones.
Oh, Kevin, you didn't hear that. Go that way, Kevin.
That was topical as hell.
That was
good.
Super topical.
Super topical. My God, that was newsworthy.
Oh, my God.
All right,
God.
Hurry up. Here we go. Domestic assault is not funny in any way.
You're going to die.
But that timing was...
Right here, my dear.
One of my favorites. All right, what's your name?
My name's Brooke.
Brooke, how are you doing?
Great, how are you?
Good. Do you listen to the Power Trip Morning Show?
Now I do.
Uh-oh. Now you do. Do you understand how initials works? Have you watched it long enough to get it?
Oh, yeah.
It's very simple. Do you know three people on the stage that you'd like to pick?
All right.
Go for it. You can get help from the audience if you want. Who should she pick, everybody?
Harley.
Oh, shocking. It's these two. You talk more than I do.
Who do you want? Brooke, who do you want?
All right, I want you three.
You. So, Kevin McDermott, right?
Yep.
Jason right here, Jason Zucker, and then Meat Sauce?
Yep.
All right, so Jason, Kevin, and Sauce.
You can't even look at Kevin in the eye anymore.
Purple rain.
All right, here we go.
Purple rain.
Jason, are you ready? Are you locked in? You ready?
What game are we playing?
Here we go. This is initials.
So bad.
Oh, okay.
Kevin, you feel good? You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Sauce, yes?
No.
Box wine.
Sauce, why do you have a sheet of paper and a pen?
Yep.
Because I have
it's only one.
Why do you
here we go.
Have a...
Brooke versus hat. Jason versus Kevin versus Sauce. The initials are BN. BN. Everybody ready? Here we go.
Clue number one.
This is a warning.
Clue number two.
The first word indicates an amount of time.
Clue number three.
Often seen on premium channels. No help in the studio audience.
Clue number four.
Often includes butts. Butts are sweet. Right, Sauce?
Clue number five.
Is listed before TV shows or...
Paul.
Paul.
Brief nudity.
That is correct. Brief nudity is the right answer. Brooke, you were our final contestant and you lost, so
nudity.
Unfortunately...
Let's hear from Brooke, everybody. It's okay.
Sorry. Sauce, you love brief nudity. You love butts.
Yeah, but if it says brief nudity, don't watch it. It's a waste of time.
Right.
Oh, Tommy, hi.
Tommy's having
Tommy
the best
Olsen.
Time.
T.O.
Oh, hey, gang.
Are you lit right now, T.O.?
No, I haven't been drinking tonight.
Did you comb your hair with a butter knife? Hell yeah.
Look at him. Super sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I know, with his hands, right? I know. I know, yeah. Look at him. Yeah.
We're sorry if you wasted the last 2.5 hours of your life. Thanks for coming out to the Power Trip Morning Show. How about a round of applause for Kevin McDermott,
Kevin
Jason
McDermott.
Zucker, Carly Jason. Zucker, AJ
Carly.
Mansour,
AJ.
Mark Parrish, Tommy Olsen, John Bonus, John Kreisel, John Landsteiner, Tyler George, Joe Polo, Chris Hockey. Did I already say Tommy? I think I said Tommy. Paul Meets Sauce Lambert. I'm Corey Cove. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Power Trip
Give
Morning Show.
Give yourselves a round of applause. Come
Thanks
on
for
now.
Listening to the show. Don't forget to buy t-shirts right around the corner. And again, if you're coming back here on Monday, we're going to be here from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. So feel free to swing by and watch more of this nonsense. Who wants to go watch the greatest band in the world?
Buck Cherry is here!
See you guys on Monday.
The finish line is waiting. Fate is on your side.
You're listening to The Fan.